Coming at you live from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium here in beautiful Jupiter, Florida. It's game three of a six-game series between the hometown rivals, Jupiter Hammerheads, and the Palm Beach Cardinals. Good evening, everyone. Brian Loftus with you, joined alongside my main man, Dennis Van Beckman. How are we doing tonight, partner?
Doing great. It's beautiful. 81 degrees. Feels like 86. A little humidity out there after the rain we just had before the game. Always a pleasure to be here, Brian.
Yeah, they had the tarp out on the field. The tarp has been removed, which is good signs for us to come, as it should be clear skies for the rest of this beautiful, thirsty Thursday evening here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. $1, $2, $3 drink specials here as we get set.
Oh, yeah, and don't forget your $1 soft drinks as well.
You can't go wrong with that, Dennis. I'm with you on that one, partner. Should be a good night of baseball as we're getting set here. Palm Beach Cardinals and the Jupiter Hammerheads in a close tussle right now at the top of the leaderboard standings in the Florida State League East Division. Palm Beach Cardinals come into tonight's ballgame 9 games over 500, posting a 31-22 record, has them set atop first place in the Florida State League East Division. They currently hold a 1-game lead over their counters, the Jupiter Hammerheads. Next closest team in the East Division will be the Daytona Tortugas, who post a 21-31 record, as they are 9.5 games back of the Redbirds. So it's pretty much the Cardinals and the Hammerheads race to clinch a playoff spot here in the first half of the season. Cardinals 6-4 over their last 10 ball games, a 16-10 road record so far this season, although we can kind of throw that out the window here tonight as they're playing here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Jupiter Hammerheads coming in 7 games over 500, 30-23 record, good for second place in the Florida State League East Division. They are a game back of their counterparts, the Palm Beach Cardinals, tonight. Hammerheads also 6-4 over their last 10 ball games, a 14-12 home record so far. However, a minus 37 run differential so far this season for the Jupiter Hammerheads.
Wow.
Third worst out of the 10 teams in the league.
That's insane.
But yet,
if you're looking at the stats,
they managed
to. Yeah, managed to be 7 games above 500 right now, whilst being 37 run differential down.
Yeah.
That's got to be a close to a record for a baseball team, I feel. 7 games above 500, and you're down 37 runs?
It's bizarre.
The games they lose, they're not coming back close. Like,
no.
It must be certain nights that certain pitching is on the mound, and it's just bad luck, and they just get trounced upon. That's the only explanation you can come up with.
Almost comes down to the saying, rather be lucky than good sometimes.
Right, rather be lucky than good is right. And it's always interesting here in the Florida State League standings how, you know, with a deficit of 2 teams that we've lost since COVID, we got 6 teams in the
West?
FSL West, and in the FSL East, we only have 4. It doesn't seem fair to teams in the West to me. Like, I mean, our teams here, they don't play in the West, but the teams that play in the West, you got a less chance of making playoffs.
Yeah.
Just by default of being in the West. It's like how the NL Central used to be when the Astros used to be in it.
And speaking of the NL Central now, wow.
Yeah. And the AL Central, don't even get me started on that.
We're getting set for game three of the 6-game set tonight. The two teams have split the first 2 games of this 6-game set. Cards took the opener in game one back on Tuesday evening by a score of 5-2. And seemed to be in line to make it 2 straight last night. After scoring a run in each of the first 3 innings, Cardinals jumped out to a 3-0 lead early on after 3 innings of work, but the Hammerheads did not go quietly into the night as they put up a 4 spot in the 7th, and then the bullpen shut the door behind Yermin Lara and Evan Taylor holding down the fort. Taylor picking up his 9th save on the season in a clean 9th inning of work, retiring their side in order while striking out 2. We'll see if we have a similar pitching matchup tonight as we get set for Game 3. It's going to be a lefty-on-righty matchup. Bryson Motz gets the start for the Palm Beach Cardinals tonight. The southpaw, 6'3", 190 pounds, 21-year-old, out of the University of San Diego, second-round pick by the Cardinals.
Oh, yeah.
Back in 2022. So far in the season, 2-4 record, a solid 3.47 ERA by Motz in 10 starts. He's given up 44 hits in 49-plus innings of work, giving up 19 earned runs, striking out more than a batter per inning, 51 strikeouts in his 49-plus innings of work, only walking 21. Opponents hitting 235 off the southpaw. Bryson Motz took the loss in his last decision, came in a start versus the Daytona Tortugas. Six solid innings of work, two runs allowed on just four hits while striking out seven and just walking two. Offense couldn't help out Motz for his first-place Palm Beach Cardinals. He'll be opposed by the right-hander Jacob Miller, the 19-year-old 6'2", 180-pounder, making his ninth start of the season. A 1-2 record, a 3.68 ERA. 22 hits allowed in 36 and two-thirds innings pitched. He's only given up 15 earned runs. 31 strikeouts opposed to 16 walks. Opponents hitting a meekly 172 off the right-hander Jacob Miller. So, in theory, Dennis, we could have a quick baseball game tonight.
Yeah, pretty good for a 19-year-old.
Yeah.
You know, this season series, we're going into the 12th matchup for these two teams. And so far on the season, the 11 previous games, 6-5 to the Palm Beach Cardinals so far in the series. We'll see what happens tonight. Can the Hammerheads even it up, or will the Cardinals continue dominance?
It's a good hometown rivalry, and both of these teams surely want to steal a playoff spot right now. They're both in contention.
Absolutely.
It's pretty much the Hammerheads and the Cardinals to lose at this point.
Right. And if one of these teams, which they definitely more than likely will be at the end of the first half, one of them's clinching a playoff spot, then the other can clinch a playoff spot easily in the second half.
Right. And
assuming they hold it together. But you know how minor leagues can be, especially at this level with guys moving up and going down and all moving around, jumbling around the organizations. It's unpredictable season, as always, in minor league baseball.
Yeah, there's going to be a bunch of players that we see here in the first half of the season on both squads that we won't see come August and September, as we'll get you set for our starting lineups here in Game 3 of the six-game set here between the Fins and the Feathers at the Dean on a beautiful Thursday evening. Leading things off for the Palm Beach Cardinals will be Alex Iadesernia. He's out in left field. Jägerbomb R.J. Jäger's over at first base. He's batting in the two spot. Leonardo Bernal is the designated hitter. And you know what? We're going to send you down to field level for first pitch and national anthem. We'll wrap up these starting lineups in just a bit.
And ladies and gentlemen, at this time we ask that you all please rise, remove your caps, and join the Palm Beach Cardinals and the Jupiter Hammerheads in honoring America. Tonight's rendition of our national anthem will be performed by Jack Jacobs.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bomb bursting in air, it proved through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Beautiful job by JJ pumping out our national anthem, Jack Jacobs.
Jack Jacobs with a phenomenal performance of our national anthem.
Would you get nervous if you had to do that?
Honestly, you know, it's funny you said that, because during this anthem, I was actually thinking about that. And I would actually be excited to do it, but I think it would sound much better in my head than it would actually coming out.
Get the butterflies going.
I mean, there's only one Whitney Houston, Brian.
This is true. Probably one of the best national anthems ever. We're going to round through our lineup once again. Alex Iadesernia leading things off for the Cardinals. He's out in left field. R.J. Yeager over at first. He's batting second. Leonardo Bernal will be the designated hitter batting third. Chris Rotondo is in the cleanup spot. He's out in right field. Michael Carrialli slumping a little bit as of late. He's in the five spot over at third base. Carlos Linares has the catching duties for Bryson Motz. Linares catching and batting sixth. Alessandro Espinosa will be batting seventh. He's at shortstop. Brandon Hernandez is over at second base and batting eighth and rounding out the lineup. For the Palm Beach Cardinals will be Adonson Cruz. Cruz out in right field, playing center field and batting ninth, as they will be opposed by the right-hander Jake Miller, as the Hammerheads come in wearing their, what kind of color would you put that, Dennis? It's not powder blue. It's like aqua blue?
Neon blue?
Neon blue jerseys for the Jupiter
Neon
Hammerheads.
Aqua blue, I would say. Yeah. That's a good word for it. It's, you know, it's very similar to what their major league affiliate rocks,
yeah.
You know. Especially their spring training jerseys look very similar to these uniforms with the white pants and teal slash aqua neon blue.
The Cardinals coming in wearing their road gray uniforms as the opposing squad. Left to right in the infield, Rodriguez, the third baseman. Over at shortstop will be Javier Sanella, Ian Lewis at second, Torin Montgomery at first. Left to right in the outfield, it's Hidalgo, Caballero, and Latrell as we're getting set for baseball here on this beautiful Thursday evening. Typical Florida afternoon.
Oh, yeah, nice and muggy, little shower coming through out of nowhere. Unexpectedly.
No Canadian wildfires here. Righty on lefty matchup, the first pitch. We are underway right on time at 6:32. First pitch misses wide for ball one.
Yeah, Alex coming in.
Ida Cerny working on a 9-game on base streak. He's going to line this one out to center. Playable for the center fielder. Jorge Caballero hardly has to move a step and will make the catch for the first out.
First baseman, number 27,
two pitches,
RJ
one out to
Yeager.
Kick things off here in the top half of the first.
Hey, this guy, RJ Yeager, coming up to bat. 3.14 average on the season, 5 homers, 34 ribbies to go along with it. Have a season so far, but if I'm not mistaken, he's in a bit of a slump.
Not hitting too bad, actually. 2-for-8 for the series, working on a 13-game on base streak. Waggles his bat at the plate, the first pitch. Breaking ball fools him. Swings over the top, counts no balls and a strike. Yeager hitting just .314 on the season, a .404 on base percentage.
Yeah, only.
Yeah, only. Next pitch is fouled down the first baseline.
He's surely to be promoted if he keeps this up. Clearly.
Had a home run in last night's ball game.
5 homers, pretty impressive at this level. In this early in the season, honestly.
To go along with those
34 RBIs. Yeah. Wow, man.
This one's lined into center field. It'll drop in front of Caballero for a base hit.
He made that look so easy. That's a pitch-perfect kind of hit you want as a batter, at least. At least from the fundamentals of baseball, what you're taught. Right over second base, drop right into that no-man's land in center field.
You gotta love it.
I wish it was more like my golf swing. Straight back, straight through, because that one was lined in the center. Yeager wasting no time extending his on-base streak to 14 games. That'll bring up Leonardo Bernal to the plate. Switch-hitting designated hitter. He'll lay off the first pitch, just catches the outside corner for a called strike one looking.
Bernal coming in, .273 average, 2 homers, 25 RBIs. Not too shabby start to the season for Bernal.
Miller peers in, the 0-1. Changeup misses down and away. Bernal coming in, working on a 5-game hitting streak and 9-game on-base streak. So far, 2-for-5 in the series through the first 2 games. He waggles his bat. Pickoff throw to first. Back safely, head first is Yeager.
Yeager had plenty of reaction time to get back right there as Bernal tries to push Yeager forward right now at the plate.
Yeager's usually not too much of a threat to run, but he is 5-for-5 in stolen base attempts so far this season. The 1-1 fastball sails high and away.
You know, I don't know if it's just me, but I feel like 10, 15 years ago in baseball, a lot more guys would get picked off trying to steal than nowadays.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's just me, but it seems that way at least.
2-1 pulls the string on the changeup. Bernal out in front. Counts even at 2-2. When Now you figure with the bigger base paths.
Right, and the catcher pickoff, you know, it does happen, but I don't know, yeah, with the bigger bases and...
Another throw over to first. Jaeger's back safely at first.
And honestly, for defensively speaking, as baseball players, the pitch clock has to kind of constrict you a bit, especially with that three, I think it's three, three touches.
Disengagement.
Yeah, three disengagements, right.
The 2-2, misses wide. So if I'm correct...
Three disengagements warrants a guy moving up a base.
If he throws over to first right now, we're still getting used to the rules and stuff, as much as we love this game. If he throws over to first and doesn't get him, he's awarded second. Payoff pitch, misses high and wide. It comes to no avail as Bernal will take first. Jaeger moves down to second on the one-out walk. That'll bring up the cleanup hitter, Chris Rotondo, to the plate.
It's interesting that Jaeger's not a cleanup guy because, you know, five homers with 34 ribbies, you just would expect it a little bit more. You know, maybe some games he has been, but it's interesting lineup placement. It works, though. Whatever works.
Rotondo had himself a good night at the plate, productive in a sense. 0-for-1 on the evening with three walks last night.
Look out. Mound visit right there from the catcher.
He's got a keen eye at the plate, working on a four-game on-base streak as Rotondo.
Sam Prater visiting.
Meetings of the mind is done out on the mound. Miller set at the belt. The first pitch to Rotondo misses high and upstairs for ball one. Rotondo hitting .245 on the season, a .405 on-base percentage.
Wow, .405 on base percentage.
35 walks so far in his 45 games appeared, and he's going to sky this one back into our right.
Out of the stadium. Didn't hear no dings on our roof.
No, we parked in the right spot, Dennis.
As we always do.
Mm-hmm. Knock on wood. Runners at first and second, top of the first, no score. Miller set at the belt. 1-1 breaking ball. Rotondo lays off. It caught the heart of the plate a little bit low in the zone, however. Counts two balls and a strike.
Argument could be made either way for that pitch.
Mm-hmm. Jaeger at second, Bernal at first.
Runners on.
2-1. Fastball. Called a strike on the outer third.
That's a big pitch right there. That pitch barely getting the strike zone. As Rotondo holds off.
Two balls, two strikes, one out, the pitch. Breaking ball fouled at the plate. Doesn't appear the radar gun's working on the screen. Out on the scoreboard. A couple brand new scoreboards we have here.
And ironically enough, on Gamecast, the radar gun is not working either.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
2-2 yet again. This ball is driven out to right center field, back to the alley. Caballero going back. It's going to go over his head and one hop over the wall. It's going to be a ground rule double. One run will come in to score. It'll put runners at second and third. It's an RBI double for Chris Rotondo. And the Cardinals out to a 1-0 lead here in the top half of the first.
It seemed like the Hammerheads D was playing the outfield very far in, and also that ball was absolutely drilled to right center field. That was quite interesting how far in the outfield was.
Yeah, nice piece of hitting. That ball landed right on the warning track.
And bounced over.
Had Caballero playing a step deeper, might have had a play on it. But nonetheless, runners at second and third here with one out, bringing up Michael Curiale to the plate. And he's looking to get out of his slump right now because Curiale started out the year very hot.
I confused Jaeger for Curiale. That was my problem because we were speaking on statistics earlier in the day. And I remember you talking about his slump that he's on, and he's still batting .304.
Still batting .304.
And his OBP is insane as well.
First pitch to Curiale lays off the breaking ball down away. Yeah, Michael was batting .405 back on May the 7th. His average has dipped down to .304, but his on-base percentage is .434 right now, so it's tough to say he's going through a slump. Infield in on the grass, the 1-0 lays off the fastball down and away, counts two balls and no strikes.
Yeah, it's hard to call it a slump when you're still batting above 300.
He is
impressive.
One for his last 23 at the plate, however. He has two men in scoring position. The 2-0 lays off the slider down and away. It's called a strike by home plate umpire Shea Graham. Chad Lagana. The umpire out on the base pass. He's standing behind the pitcher's mound in between shortstop and second. The 2-1 pitch. Grounded sharply third base. Diving stab by the third baseman Rodriguez. He's up with it. He'll look the runner back to third. Her throw down to first. It's the second out here in the top half of the first. Both Bernal remains at third and Rotondo remains at second.
Great play at third right there by Christian Rodriguez. Saving any kind of play right there for the runners to advance or score.
And that's got to be tough for Carey Alley trying to get through a slump.
Absolutely.
He hit that ball good.
Yeah, he hit it good. Smoked it right down the line, but third baseman right there, Christian Rodriguez.
Carlos Linares steps to the plate. He'll lay off the first pitch, breaking ball down and away for ball one.
Linares coming in 234 average, one homer on the year, and six ribbies to go along with that. Got runners on second and third.
This one's fouled straight back to the screen. Counts even at 1-1. 1-0 score here in the top half of the first. Cardinals threatening with two men in scoring position.
Only one out here. I'm sorry, two.
Miller peers in for the sign up to 23 pitches to this point, 13 for strikes. He's set at the belt. The righty delivers. Swing and a miss. Linares fooled on the breaking ball.
Yeah, he was completely fooled on that pitch right there. Big swing and miss.
The 1-2. Breaking ball just misses low.
Yeah, just low.
Some activity already brewing in the Hammerheads bullpen. Right-hander begins to soft toss. Just in case Miller racks up that pitch total here in the first. He's already up to 25 pitches. Deuces are wild. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. The pitch. Breaking ball fouled at the plate. Lenar is playing in his 20th game so far this season. Like Dennis mentioned, hitting 234 on the year. Homer to go along with six RBIs. He has Bernal at third. He has Rotondo at second. The set, the 2-2 yet again. This one's driven into left center field. This will go into the alley for a base hit. Two runs will come around to score. It's a two RBI single for Carlos Linares. And the Cardinals out to an early 3-0 lead here in the top half of the first.
Huge, huge double right there for Linares. Boosting that ribby count, boosting that average right there. You gotta love it.
Shortstop number eight, Lisandro Espinoza.
Two hometown teams here, really. There's no away team. Let's be real.
Well, it'll be interesting to see if the Hammerheads can counteract with the Cardinals here as Lisandro Espinoza steps to the plate. Already a three spot, a crooked number up on the board for the Palm Beach Cardinals. The first pitch to Espinoza. Breaking ball, he lays off down and away.
Espinoza looking to gain some traction here, coming in at 184 average, one homer and 20 ribbies. Good RBI count right there, though.
Yeah, so far, so good in the series for Espinoza. 2-for-8 as he's going to chop this foul just shy of the dugout along the third base side of the Jupiter Hammerheads. Espinoza working on a three-game hitting streak. 1-for-4 with a stolen base in last night's ballgame. Next pitch misses upstairs. Yeah, they're certainly making Jacob Miller work right now here in the top half of the first.
Absolutely. Already hitting 30 pitches here.
Ian Lewis, the second baseman, shaded up the middle. The next pitch grounded left side. Two hopper to Rodriguez. The third baseman's up with it. He'll throw down to first for the final out to retire the side here. Well, that was loud.
Sorry to come in with
folks. Coming in like a freight train right there. 3-0 Cardinals lead as the Redbirds jump out the top. We're going to the bottom after first.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
There's really not even that much nicotine in them, right? One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes.
My kid?
My kid knows it's dangerous.
5.4 million American kids vape, and most think it's harmless. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. That's talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
There's really not even that much nicotine in them, right?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes.
My kid
knows it's dangerous.
5.4 million American kids vape, and most think it's harmless. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. That's talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
And we're back here for the home half of the first. Cardinals jump out to a free spot in their top half of the first. Jupiter Hammerheads come to play. Brett Roberts, Chase Luttrell, and Javier Sanoa do up this half inning. They're going to be opposed by the southpaw, Bryson Motz, the left-hander. Second-round pick by the Cards back in the 2022 draft out of the University of San Diego. Took the loss in his last start versus the Daytona Tortugas, despite going six innings of two-run ball while striking out seven and just walking two on just four hits. Motz coming in with a 2-4 record so far this season. Lefty on righty matchup. The first pitch to Roberts in for a called strike one looking.
Here comes Brett Roberts leading off, 257 average on the season. One homer and 20 RBIs go along with that.
0-1, misses wide. Yeah, Roberts had his five-game hit streak and 15-game on-base streak snapped last night in an 0-for-4 effort. Just 1-for-9 in the series is the Florida State product. He's going to slap this out of play right side. Counts one ball and two strikes.
A pretty good crowd here for the home half of the first already. Most fans ready here.
The 1-2 grounded sharply foul right past the third base coach. Does a little dance over there. Does the third base coach, avoiding being plunked on that one.
Cat-like reflexes.
Nelson Prada, the manager. For the Jupiter Hammerheads, the 1-2 tries to paint the outside corner. He does not. Count runs even at 2-2. 51 strikeouts in 49-plus innings of work for Motz. Has the glove over his face as he begins the windup. The tall lefty deals. This one's fouled at the plate.
Yeah, that foul off almost seemed it was real in on the wrist right there. It was real close to the end of the bat to your hands.
Motz licks every bit of 6'3", 190 out on the mound. The lefty delivers. Breaking ball bounces in the dirt. Up with it is Linares. A drop third strike. The throw down to first to Yeager is in time for the K2-3. Put out one up, one down. To kick things off here in the bottom half of the first.
Chase Luttrell coming in 289 average, two homers, 19 RBIs so far. Second batter for your home side, Hammerheads.
I may be biased on this, but he kind of resembles Cole Hamels a little bit out on the mound with his deceptive lefty windup, almost a little Sandy Koufax, if you will, as the first pitch to Chase Luttrell comes in, misses high in the zone. 1-0. Grounded left side. Going to be a tough play. Backhanded stab by Espinoza. The throw across the diamond not nearly in time, but a good effort nonetheless by Espinoza. Not much you could do with
that
right there.
Yeah, great effort by Espinoza. There's nothing you could do with that ball reaching the edge of the dirt on the infield outside. I mean, right there in the shortstop position, it can get really tough trying to make a play to first, especially if the guy's got some kind of speed on his legs.
As much as we love Yadier Molina, it's Luttrell has a little bit more speed than Yadier Molina, busting it down the line. The first pitch, this one's lined out to left. Playable for Aya Discerni. He's ranging over. It'll drop in front of him towards the foul line. It'll put runners at first and second here with one out.
All right, so here come the Hammerheads right back with some offense of their own. Two quick hits. Now we got runners on first and second. got Jorge Caballero.
A nice piece of hitting right there by Sano with just reaching out, getting it off the end of the bat, and dunking it out into the left field.
Jorge having a monster season so far to start.
Yeah. He's only hitting 353. That's adequate. He'll lay off the first pitch. Fastball catches the outside corner for a called strike one.
I mean, 353, two homers, and 25 RBIs. This guy's got to move up sooner or later.
Caballero working on a 15-game on-base streak. He bats from the right-hand side. This one jams him in on the hands. It's fouled straight back. Counts no balls and two strikes.
Fouls like that, you're thankful the netting is here.
Yeah.
That shook the entire netting.
Latrell from second, Sanoa from first. Motz set at the belt. The 0-2. Jammed him in on the hands. This one skied out of the stadium, first base side. Thirteen pitches so far here in the first for Motz, 10 of them for strikes. Facing the dangerous Caballero at the plate. The 0-2. Breaking ball bounces in the dirt. Caballero lays off the appeal. He did go around, says base umpire Chad Lagana.
Interesting.
Much to the chagrin of Jorge Caballero. I'm not sure he did go around.
Couldn't have said it better myself, Brian. The chagrin was real right there. I mean, I would be pretty angry, too. I wish we had replay.
There's some words coming from the dugout. Although, home plate umpire Shea Graham, while dealing with the words from the dugout, also retrieves some balls from the ball boy. Ian Lewis steps to the plate to switch hitting second baseman. He bats from the right-hand side. Motz peers back at second. The first pitch, swing and a miss. Fooled on the changeup.
Ian Lewis coming in, 217 average. No homers yet. 11 RBIs on the season.
2-for-3 with an RBI in last night's ballgame. This is the switch hitting Lewis. Motz gets the one he wants. The 0-1. Fastball just misses in on the plate, not by much. Right side of the infield shaded up the middle, outfield playing straight away. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Fools him on a changeup.
Healthy cut on that changeup for Ian Lewis right there.
At what point do we start making up our own radar gun?
Right?
84-mile-per-hour changeup right there. The 1-2. Backdoor breaking ball grounded sharply down the first baseline. This is just foul.
Wow. That was a close call.
That was close.
That could have been trouble.
From our vantage point, it looked like it was inside the first base bag and then landed foul.
After it went around.
Right.
First.
Nonetheless, counts a ball and two strikes with two outs. Motz peers in, does a spin around, and looks the runner back to second as Latrell heads back to second. Latrell at second, Sanoa at first. Here in a 3-0 ball game, bottom half of the first. At least the pitch clock is working, Dennis.
Right.
The 1-2. Misses inside. No throw. Double steal goes on. Latrell takes third. Sanoa will take second. Ball bounced in the dirt.
Yeah, Motz has quite a fast windup if you watch it. It's pretty impressive, honestly. His windup is probably half a second.
It looked like he went to a slide step delivery. Pitch clock down at 3-2-1. He steps off, and he's allowed a disengagement right there. Pitch clock resets. We're at 14.
Couldn't seem to agree to be on the same page as the catcher on that pitch.
Motz set at the belt, pitch clock at 5. Here it comes. This one's grounded sharply. Foul right off the dugout of the Jupiter Hammerheads third base side.
Ian Lewis fouling the balls off on each side of the bags, first and third. He's bringing them around.
Well, nothing to show for it yet for the Hammerheads, but they're making lots work. They're threatening here. Two on, two in scoring position. The 2-2 runs inside.
Mott's ready up to 21 pitches right here. In the first inning so far, we've had over 50 pitches thrown by both teams combined. 3-0, Cardinals still. Runners on second and third. And risk.
Payoff pitch, swung on, a missed, foul tipped, held on to by Carlos Linares for the final out to retire the side here. In the bottom half of the first, Hammerheads put up a threat. They leave two in scoring position. Three strikeouts in the frame for starting pitcher Bryson Mobbs. We're going to a second here to Dean. Brian Loftus, Dennis Van Beckman on the Roger Dean Radio Network.
To protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council. To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Top of the second here at the Dean. 3-0 Cardinals out to an early lead. 8-9-1 due up for the Redbirds. Hernandez, Cruz, and then back to the top of the order. Aya Desernia due up this half inning.
Yeah, Hernandez coming in on the year. 274 average, no homers, 692 OPS so far. Along with seven RBIs.
A 2-for-4 ball game last night for Hernandez.
Boosting that average on up, Hernandez. Wow.
Coming in, working on a 3-game hit streak, 8-game on base streak. Montreal, Canada native.
Wow.
Yeah.
Gotta love them Canadians.
He brings the fire, man. See how I did that? Left side of the infield, shaded up the middle. Righty on lefty matchup. The first pitch to Hernandez misses off the plate for ball one.
There's quite a few good Canadian ball players out there. You know, Freddie Freeman.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's quite a shocking one. I didn't realize until our World Baseball Classic we just went to, you know. Freddie Freeman's a Canadian. It kind of throws me off.
1-0. Paints the fastball on the outside corner. Counts even at 1-1. That's a pretty crazy story with the Canada wildfires.
Oh, yeah.
1-1. This is upstairs. Breaking ball never broke.
Hopefully the smoke lets up on most of the eastern half of the country.
I know it's postponed a few baseball games with the Yankees and the Phillies. 2-1 misses wide.
But they're playing tonight in the fog and smog.
Fog and smog.
The Northeast.
Miller winds the 3-1. This one's grounded off the end of the bat. It's trickling foul down the first baseline. Hernandez batting .274 through 30 games so far. Just a 21-year-old. Payoff pitch. Jammed him in on the hands. He stays alive. Fouls this out of play left side.
Ball skied out of the stadium again. I don't think any fans have had a chance to get any foul balls tonight.
Not too many.
They've all been in play on the field or out of the stadium.
Payoff pitch one more time. Grounded sharply up the middle. Sano's up with it on two hops. The shortstop throws across the diamond to Montgomery. 6-3 put out. One up, one down to start things out here in the top half of the second.
Behan made the hustle right there, but not enough. That was great hustle by Brandon Hernandez right there. I must say, that was true effort, honestly. People don't appreciate that enough.
Adonson Cruz will stride to the plate, batting from the right-hand side.
Donaldson Cruz, a clean 200 average on the year, 8 RBIs, no homers yet.
He'll lay off the first pitch, breaking ball down in the zone for ball one. Cruz coming in working on a 4-game hitting streak. Like Dennis mentioned, hitting an even 200, no homers to go along with 8 RBIs. High chopper to third, one hop for Rodriguez, he's up with it. Throws across the diamond, it pulls Montgomery off the bag, but he's able to regain his composure. And the first baseman steps on the bag for the 5-3 put out, two up.
That was a close collision right there. On that catch at the first base, the first baseman had to go across the bag right as Addison Cruz was running at him full speed. Freight train coming at you right there. Just get out of the way, millisecond in time.
Aya DeCerni is going to line the first pitch into right field for a base hit in between first and second. A two-out single for the leadoff hitter. To bring up R.J. Yeager to the plate.
The first baseman, number 27, R.J. Yeager.
A single extends Aya DeCernia's on-base streak to 10 games as R.J. Yeager strides to the plate, batting from the right-hand side. 3-0 score. We're in the top half of the second. Cardinals lead. First pitch. Breaking ball grounded left side. Coming in is the third baseman, Rodriguez. He'll field it on two hops. The throw down to first is in time for the final out to retire the side. No runs, one hit, no errors in the inning. Cardinals turned away. It's a 3-0 score. Brian Loftus, Dennis Van Fechtman here on the Roger Dean Chevrolet Radio Network.
First, I hold my hands out like they're on a steering wheel. Then I look over my shoulder. One, okay, cool guy. Two, three times. Next, oh, I put it in reverse. Meep, meep, meep. Then I take it up and down, up, up and down. And that, kiddos, is called the forklift.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
Now that's dancing. Sure beats flossing.
Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Okay, kids, dad's gonna teach you how to dance. First, spread your feet apart. Then, pump your knee, nod your head, shake your hips, and bite your lip ever so slightly. Now, with one hand in the air, point at people with the other hand. I call that the rock star.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
Now, make a face like it just smells something bad.
Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Back here in the home half of the second at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Brian Loftus, Dennis Van Fechtman here. 3-0 Cardinals lead. Torin Montgomery followed by Sam Prater and Christian Rodriguez due up this half inning for the Jupiter Hammerheads, 6-7-8.
Torin Montgomery coming into his first at-bat, batting .291 average, one homer, and 12 RBIs to go along with .820 OPS so far.
And the first pitch right down the middle for ball one. Not sure what that one missed. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. Montgomery coming in working on a 3-game hit streak, 2-for-7 so far in the series through the first two games.
Not too shabby for Mr. Montgomery.
Drafted twice, actually, was Montgomery.
It happens a lot with players in baseball.
1-1, swing and a miss, breaking ball down and inside. Montgomery swings over the top of it.
Aaron Judge was drafted twice as well. Mm-hmm. Many, many players.
I think John Elway was, too.
And Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson, yes.
Colin Kaepernick, Rockies.
The 1-2, Patrick Mahomes. 1-2 bounces in the dirt.
A lot of guys.
It's almost intriguing to see what their careers would have turned out to be like.
And obviously, I think they made the right choice. Yeah. Baseball's pretty hard to get to the majors, to be honest, you know, comparatively to what the opportunities in other sports.
2-2, fouled out of play. Hey, you've seen the movie Moneyball. I know you have.
Oh, yeah.
Billy Bean, I think, was going to play football at Stanford, if I'm correct.
Good thing he didn't.
The 2-2 yet again. Fastball misses wide. 93 on the gun. I made that up. Yeah, I know. You looked at me and laughed. You're like, where's the radar gun? There is no radar gun tonight on the scoreboard. 3-2, fouled at the plate.
Radar gun guy's on vacation.
Slider 85 right there. You just got to, you know, make it believable, I guess you could say.
Right.
It looked like it was 85. 29 pitches for Motz. That is accurate. 20 strikes. The 3-2 grounded sharply third base side. Espinosa, the shortstop's up with it. Fields it on a backhand. The throw down to first is low, but it's picked out of the dirt by R.J. Yeager. 6-3 put out.
Great play right there by Yeager. Sam Prater's first at-bat on the night, coming in 179 average, two homers, and six RBIs go along with it.
Prater with a three-run homer in last night's ballgame. Gets the start again tonight. He'll take the first pitch down and in for a strike call. Interesting right there. Prater has scored a run in four straight games with the Hammerheads. The 0-1. Grounded sharply to shortstop. Two-hopper for Espinosa. He's up with it. Slick fielding shortstop. Throws down to first. Back-to-back 6-3 putouts. Two up, two down. 14,
quick two outs in the same spot.
Looks like Motz is finding his groove out there out on the mound.
This inning's like a New York minute so far.
Yeah. 32 pitches, 23 for strikes for the southpaw. The lefty winds and delivers the first pitch to Christian Rodriguez. It's a called strike on the outer third.
Yeah, Rodriguez coming in 260 average so far on the year. No homers, 12 RBIs, 669 OPS.
Next pitch, healthy cut, swing and a miss. Rodriguez 2-for-4 with an RBI triple back in the series opener on Tuesday evening.
Hello.
The wind in the 0-2. Breaking ball swung on skied left center field. Playable for Aya Desernia. He has this one sized up. Hartley has to move a step to the left fielder. I'll make the catch easily for a quick 1-2-3 inning here. And the top half of the second. Bottom half of the second. We're going to the third here at the Dean. 3-0 Cardinals lead.
Completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care would love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Top of the third here at the Dean. 3-0 Redbirds lead here on a thirsty Thursday evening between the Fins and the Feathers.
Yeah, here in the top of the third, looking for our Roger Dean rowdies out there. Not looking too rowdy tonight, but pretty good crowd in attendance.
I'm going to feel bad for whichever of these two teams does not get the playoff berth in the first half of the season.
Right.
Because it's coming down to the Hammerheads and the Cardinals, let's be real.
Right, there's only two teams in the East above 500, and it's these two teams right here separated by one game.
Righty on lefty matchup. The first pitch from Jacob Miller to Leonardo Bernal is in for a called strike one on the changeup. Bernal walked and scored back in that three-run first inning for the Redbirds. This one's driven out to right field. It's going to go all the way to one. One hop right past the foul pole and into second. Standing up is Leonardo Bernal as he roped that one into right field.
That ball was a rocket into right field. Nobody had a chance for a play on that ball right there. as Bernal lasered that ball to the foul pole and right.
That'll bring up the Villanova product, Chris Rotondo, to the plate, hitting 250 on the season. RBI double back in the first for Rotondo. He bats from the right-hand side. Miller's set at the belt. The first pitch. Jammed him, and on the hands, this one skied out of the stadium and back into the stadium and onto the concourse level.
Hello.
There's a lucky souvenir.
Finally.
That hit right off the top pole of the edge of the stadium.
Wow.
And bounced back in.
Gotta love it.
0-1. Fastball called a strike on the outer third. Rotondo disagrees.
Understandably so.
No balls and two strikes. Nobody out. Bernal leads away from second. 3-0 score here in the top of the third. The 0-2. Breaking ball. This one's laced into the left center field. It's going to drop for a base hit. Being waved around third is Leonardo Bernal. He will come in to score. Rotondo trying for second. The throw comes in not in time. Wow. It's an RBI double for Chris Rotondo. And the Cardinals lead 4-0 here in the top half of the third.
Yeah, Brandon Hernandez was very frustrated with the call safe at second for Rotondo. But he was there. He was there in time. It was a bang-bang play, but got to give the benefit of the doubt to Rotondo right there. Hustled to get that double.
Two RBIs on the night for Chris Rotondo, batting out of the cleanup spot. Visit out to the mound by pitching coach Glenn Dishman, chatting things up with Jacob Miller, who surrendered 4 runs so far on 6 hits.
Already a 4-0 game for the favor of Palm Beach.
Cardinals looking to try and put the clamp down on first place here in the Florida State League East Division. They have a 1-game lead over their counterpart, the Jupiter Hammerheads, coming into tonight's ball game.
They have right now the lead is a thin sheet. They need to build the blanket, the cushion, as they would say.
I'm not good at doing sheets, and that's this one's grounded sharply, foul by Michael Curiale.
Basically, it's not even a sheet. It's a layer of saran wrap between them and the Hammerheads, that one game separation.
Look, if I make my bet, it's a productive day.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean?
It's rare for me.
The 0-1. Curiale lays off, breaking ball down and away. Counts even at 1-1. With Rotondo leading away from second. 4-0 Cardinals lead here. We're in the top half of the third. Curiale 0-for-1 so far on the evening. He's been scuffling at the plate as of late.
84 mile per hour out of the zone right there.
Excellent.
Got the pitch, the gun working now.
It's about time.
I think the radar guy woke up.
Well, hey, you know, I feel like we had something to do with that. Once we start guessing the radar gun, maybe somebody gets it figured out. Curiale, 1 for his last 24 at the plate, however. The next pitch, this one's grounded sharply. He's been hitting the ball hard. This one's grounded to third.
Poor guy.
Up
He's
with it is Rodriguez.
He's hitting the ball, and he just can't buy a hit right now.
That's two sharp ground balls to third base that Curiale's hit.
Literally two in a row.
Rodriguez down to Montgomery for the 5-3 putout.
Linares back to the plate.
It's one of those things, if you're Curiale, you know what, just keep doing it.
Yeah.
Keep doing it. Don't let it get in your head.
You're still batting 300 at the end of the day.
Next pitch. To Carlos Linares, catches the outside corner for a called strike one. Linares RBI single back in the first. Heading 246 on the season.
Runner on second, big lead.
The 0-1. Breaking ball bounces in the dirt. It's going to get through the wickets of Sam Prater, who tries to backhand it, gets past his glove and all the way to the backstop. Moving down to third is Chris Rotondo.
Yeah, Chris Rotondo with that long lead at second was very smart, actually, as that wild pitch just escaped the catcher. As you said, he tried to backhand it, and it got to the backstop. But, hey, runner on third now.
Infield in on the grass here with one out. One ball, one strike. From the belt, Miller delivers. breaking ball. This one's driven out to left field. Going back is Hidalgo, the left fielder. He will make the catch. Tagging from third is Rotondo. He will come in to score without a throw. Ball is cut off. It's a sac fly RBI for Carlos Linares. And the Cardinals, a two spot here in the top half of the third. They now lead 5-0.
Big lead built pretty quickly. 5-0.
Bases are empty for the seven hitter, Lisandro Espinoza, stepping to the dish. Ready on ready matchup, the first pitch. Starts him off with a breaking ball, misses high in the zone, catches the plate, but it's a roll to ball. Counts 1-0. Chopper to short. One hopper for Sano with a shortstop. He's up with it. The throw down to first is in time for the final out to retire the side here. In the top half of the third, a two spot for the Redbirds. They lead 5-0. We're headed to the bottom half of the third here in the Dean.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Home half of the third here at the Dean. 5-0 Cardinals lead. Holding on to their first place lead by a game over the Jupiter Hammerheads. Hammerheads trying to crawl back into this one. 9-1-2 to up. Renny Hidalgo will lead things off against the lefty Bryson Motz. Lefty winds the first pitch. Fastball sails high and wide for ball one.
Yeah, just out of the zone there. High and wide.
Hidalgo playing in his 11th game here with Jupiter. He's going to sky the 1-0 down the first baseline. This will reach the stands and out of play.
Look out. Fans still anticipating that ball.
I'm jealous of some of the food they're eating down there. I'm not going to lie. The 1-1 tries to paint the outside corner. Does not get the call. Does Motz. Counts 2 balls and a strike. You can't go wrong with a baseball hot dog. Am I right? Like,
absolutely. 2-1. You know, in Marlins Park / Lone Depot Park, they have this really good Cuban-style hot dog with potato sticks and...
Go on.
I forget what kind of sauce they use, but, man, it was really good. Really, really good hot dog.
3-1. Jeez. Skied out of play first base, so it counts 3-2.
Underrated food item, cheese dogs.
I can get down with the cheese dog.
Cheese glizzy. For the win.
3-2. The pitch swung on, foul at the plate. I'm not a mustard on hot dog.
I'm not a mustard guy. I'm a ketchup.
You go ketchup, really? All right.
Yeah. I know it. Some people think it's
the same. I won't knock you for it. No.
My taste buds don't agree with the spice of mustard, but Hidalgo hanging in this at bat.
3-2, foul back.
That's two in a row. He's hanging in.
Yeah, there. Hidalgo hanging in like mustard on a hot dog right now. I don't know if that makes
Hold
sense.
Hold the relish.
Yeah, that no relish. That's goofy.
That's a no-go.
Three balls, 2 strikes, the pitch. Fouled back just above our heads. Dennis, reach out. You might have a chance. No, I don't think we have a chance at that. Might come back off the roof. Everyone's looking at us or they're looking at the ball.
Natural Mike picked us up. Picked up that
does
bank.
Not come off the roof. Wow. Payoff pitch one more time. Swing and a miss. Big. Fools him on a changeup. 82 miles per hour right there. He pulls the string.
Almost a falling down swing right there. I hate to see those. But, you know, I wonder how many balls are actually trapped on that roof and how often do they get cleaned off.
It's a good question.
It is. And that's a long ladder to get up there. You
know? Back to the top of the order for the Jupiter Hammerheads. Four strikeouts for Bryson Montz through the first nine hitters of the lineup. This one's skied out to center. Playable for Donson Cruz. The center fielder comes in. He'll make the catch in left center field. An easy F8 put out. And just like that, seven straight retired by the southpaw Bryson Montz. Two out here in the top half of the, excuse me, the bottom half of the third. I always get confused when the Hammerheads and Cardinals play against one another. Mm-hmm. Who's home? Who's away? I don't know. First pitch to Chase Luttrell. Just misses inside for ball one.
As the crowd settles in to this game.
1-0 healthy cut, swing and a miss. Hammerheads the home team. 5-0 score. The road team, the Palm Beach Cardinals, lead tonight.
Base is empty.
Andrew Seymour strolling down the first baseline along the concourse. A little two-hopper to second base. Hernandez is up with it, the second baseman. He'll throw down the first, 4-3 put out.
Love me some Seymour.
I'd love to get some Andrew Seymour up here in the booth possibly for tonight's ball game. Maybe a little interview. See what's going on along the summer months. But his Palm Beach Cardinals lead the Jupiter Hammerheads 5-0. We head to the fourth here at the Dean.
Basketball court all wet because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off from school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Top of the fourth here at the Dean, 5-0 Cardinals lead here in game three of the six-game set.
Yes, yes. Back here for the top half of the fourth.
8-9-1 due up for the Redbirds. Brandon Hernandez will lead things off, followed by Donson Cruz. And then back to the top of the order, Alex Iadesernia.
Top half of the fourth inning for the Cardinals, the second baseman, number 12, Brandon Hernandez.
Hernandez 0-for-1 on the evening, grounded out to short. Back in the second, left side of the infield shaded up the middle. The first pitch fastball sails high and wide for ball one. Jacob Miller back out for his fourth inning of work.
Yeah, solid performance so far from Bryson Montz. Not so much for Jacob Miller so far.
1-0 misses down, counts two balls and no strikes, hitters count. The 2-0 misses low.
That's the tale of two pitchers, I suppose, Brian. 5-0 lead for the Cardinals whilst they bat this inning.
3-0, four-pitch walk. Issued to the 8-hitter, Brandon Hernandez.
They got to be thinking about pulling him right now.
Yeah, it's a second walk on the evening. And the times that he has found the strike zone, he's found too much of the strike zone, I guess you could say.
Yeah. Jacob Miller already up to 56 pitches, too. Giving up five through three and nothing so far.
Mm-hmm. Donson Cruz strides to the plate. He'll take the first pitch. It's called a strike on the outer third. Just catches the corner. Cruz 0-for-1 on the evening, grounded out the third back in the second. Middle infield at double play depth. Pickoff throw to first, back standing safely is Hernandez. Hernandez 0-for-2 in stolen base attempts so far this season. Probably not a threat to run.
Yeah, Jacob Miller, pretty slick pickoff move for a righty.
0-1, right down Main Street. Counts no balls and two strikes to Cruz. Sure he wants that one back.
Absolutely. Definitely an unnecessary take at it.
Cruz working on a four-game hit streak to this point. The 0-2, he lays off the breaking ball down in the dirt. Nice block by Sam Prater, the catcher.
Yeah, Sam Prater with a great stop right there, preventing the runner from moving up at all.
Right-hander warming up in the bullpen for the Jupiter Hammerheads. Miller up to 63 pitches right now, 37 for strikes, 26 for balls. Finding way too much of the strike zone early on. He's going to snap off a breaking ball, and it freezes Cruz.
77-mile-per-hour breaking ball right there.
And that's just the first strikeout on the evening for starting pitcher Jacob Miller. Alex Iadesernia will stride to the plate, 1-for-2 on the night. He's singled in his last at-bat. Third time through the lineup here with the Cardinals. Iadesernia will lay off the breaking ball down in the zone. It's called a strike by home plate umpire Shea Graham. Left side of the infield, shaded up the middle. From the belt, Miller delivers fastball. Misses high and wide.
Miller doesn't seem to have exact location he wants tonight. A lot of these pitches just coming outside the strike zone more than he wants to. And you can clearly see a little bit of frustration peeking through.
1-1. This ball is roped past the glove of the second baseman, Lewis, into right center field. It's going to go up the alley and all the way to the wall. Being waved around third is Brandon Hernandez. He will come around to score. It's an RBI double for Alex Iadesernia.
Alex Iadesernia, in my opinion, could have gone for the triple right there, but that's just me. That's the type of player I would be, you know, when I played. But I'm not him, and I don't have my third base coach to look at, you know.
2-for-3 night for Alex Iadesernia.
It absolutely seemed like he had enough time to get the third, though. That throw, relay throw from center field on the warning track to another guy before the second baseman, he had enough time to get there. But
I'll bring up R.J. Yeager to the plate. He'll lay off the first pitch fastball upstairs for ball one.
But I suppose it's better to play conservative when you're up 6-0 already, you know. So don't want to add insult to injury as the rain starts coming down here from this black cloud that has just entered the stratosphere here at the Dean.
Next pitch, 1-0, misses upstairs, counts two balls and no strikes.
As the crowd heads for shade, not shade, but canopies so they don't get rained on. I suppose shade, but more so in the dry way.
2-0, misses upstairs, counts three balls and no strikes. It's almost tough to see up here in the broadcast booth that it's raining, but it is, because we can see people taking cover. The 3-0 right down Main Street for a called strike one looking.
It isn't raining hard yet, but there is a few holdouts just chilling down there.
Yeah, because why not?
Yeah.
It probably feels good.
And it seems the rain is letting up a bit. It's just a slight drizzle at this point.
3-1. Jammed him, and on the hands, this one skied
look
behind
out.
Home plate.
Fans, look out. Oh, I knew it.
There we go.
I knew that was coming down. Yes.
It's a good souvenir right there. Easy souvenir for the young fan right there.
Easy snag. You'll love to see it.
It's got to be a great feeling. Getting a foul ball.
I remember as a kid, it was always a great feeling at Lakewood / Jersey Shore Blue Claws games.
3-2 pitch. Jammed him in on the hands. This one skied out to center field. Caballero, the center fielder, has this one sized up. He will make the catch in right center field. He'll get the ball back in. Remaining at second is Iadesernia as Yeager flies out on the FA putout. Two outs here, 6-0 Cardinals lead here in the top half of the fourth. Switch hitting designated hitter Leonardo Bernal strides to the plate. I wonder what's going on in the Cassidy Cool Zone down there tonight, because that place looks packed.
Yeah, there's some kind of event going on. Wow, I didn't even notice that.
I wonder,
Brian,
if they have free food down there.
Absolutely. They got to have the dollar beers over there, too.
Yeah. First pitch misses wide for ball one.
Everybody's in the Cassidy Cool Zone tonight. Wow. That's first time I've ever seen it packed out.
What if we send you down there and just see if you can swipe some food?
Hey.
1-0 in for a called strike one.
I don't mind taking a temporary leave of absence for that. Bother me with a good time. I see lightning pass the Cassidy Cool Zone.
Mm-hmm. I just tell him you're like a weather guy. And
yeah. I'm the dean meteorologist.
Mm-hmm. We need to confiscate this food here just to make sure everyone's safe, you know?
Yeah. I check cheddar like a food inspector.
Two balls and a strike to Bernal. Bernal has scored twice so far tonight.
As he looks to bring in another runner.
Yeah, three balls and a strike as that one misses down. Walked and scored in the first, doubled and scored in the third, as Thunder has struck here at the Dean. Big hole in between shortstop and third. Sanoa keeping the runner close. This one's grounded sharply first base side. Ranging over is Ian Lewis, the second baseman. He'll field it in the hole and throw down to first for the final out to retire the side here in the top half of the fourth. But not before Cardinals put up a run. They now lead 6-0. 6 runs, 7 hits, no errors for the Redbirds. No runs, 2 hits, no errors for the Hammerheads. Hammerheads coming up here in the bottom half of the fourth.
Para mucha gente del país, tener un día de tranquilidad con la familia es difícil. Le pasa a Raquel de Dallas, una madre que trabaja.
Los niños tienen que ir a la escuela, nosotros tenemos que ir al trabajo.
Pero hay algo que muchas mamás no saben, y es que el bosque, ese respiro que necesitan, está realmente cerca.
Este lugar es increíble.
Tu familia también puede disfrutar de la tranquilidad del bosque a menos de 90 minutos. Entra en descubreelbosque.org y encuentra el bosque más cercano. El bosque, más cerca de lo que crees. Un mensaje del Servicio Forestal de los Estados Unidos y el Ad Council.
So what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Home half of the fourth, 6-0 Cardinals lead here in game three of this 6-game set. Each team has split one game so far through the first two games of this 6-game set. Heart of the order due up for the Hammerheads. Javier Sano will lead things off, the three-hitter. Against the lefty, Bryson Motz will take the first pitch fastball, paints the outside corner for a called strike one looking. Sanoa 1-for-1 on the evening. Singled back in the first. He's hitting 273 on the year. He's going to line this through the hole in between first and second into right field for a base hit. A 2-for-2 night so far for Javier Sanoa. As the Hammerheads try to claw their way back into this game, that'll bring up Jorge Caballero to the plate.
The center fielder, number 29, Jorge Caballero.
Caballero 0-for-1 in the evening. He's been a strikeout victim by Bryson Motz, one of four strikeout victims. Lefty on righty matchup. Motz from the belt delivers backdoor slider right down the middle. Maybe missed a little bit low in the zone. Counts 1 ball and no strikes. Two homers to go along with 25 RBIs so far for Caballero on the year. The 1-0. Misses down in the dirt, bounces in the dirt. Nice block right there by Carlos Linares. Jorge coming in, working on a 15-game on-base streak. Waggles his bat from the right-hand side. The 2-0. Misses wide. Six runs, seven hits, no errors for the Cardinals. No runs, three hits, no errors for the Jupiter Hammerheads. Here in the bottom half of the fourth. Motz gets the one he wants, the 3-0. Misses off the plate, a four-pitch walk issued to Jorge Caballero as he thought that was called a strike. First two base runners aboard. Sano will move up to second. Caballero down to first. We'll bring up Ian Lewis to the plate. Just the first walk issued on the evening by starting pitcher Bryson Motz, who's been phenomenal to this point. 54 pitches, 37 for strikes. The lefty set at the belt the first pitch. Swung on, foul tipped into the glove of Linares as he holds onto it. Brian Loftus, Dennis Van Feckman here at the Dean.
Yes, yes.
Hammerhead's trying to get on the board here. Motz does a double take at second. The 0-1 skied out of play, first base side.
Runners on first and second here. Lewis looking to make something happen. The 6-0 deficit his team faces here in the bottom of the fourth.
0-2 misses wide. Yeah, Hammerhead's trying to get something going here in this 6-0 ball game. Switch hitting Lewis at the plate. Down in the count, a ball and two strikes.
Good on Lewis to decipher that pitch, especially being down 0-2. Taking it smartly. 1-2 now.
The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Fastball 92. Paints the outer edge.
That fastball was money right there.
Five strikeouts on the evening for starting pitcher Bryson Motz.
26, Torin Montgomery.
Bryson Motz right here, having a great game so far. 58 pitches and only three hits, no earned runs. Shutouts to begin.
Pounding the strike zone.
Right.
Lefty on ready matchup, the first pitch to Montgomery. Tries to paint the outside corner, it's ruled a ball. Montgomery 0-for-1 on the evening. He grounded out the short back in the second.
Yeah, Bryson Motz, 60 pitches, 40 of them strikes. Yeah.
From the belt, checks the runner at second. The 1-0. Paints the outside corner right there. Looked like a changeup at 80 miles per hour. Counts 1-1.
That changeup was a little faster than the one that we saw earlier.
As a ball comes in from the bullpen. Nice distraction right there by the Jupiter Hammerheads pitcher warming up in the bullpen along the third base side. You almost wonder if that was intentional.
It could have been.
One ball, one strike, one out, two men on here for the Hammerheads as they threaten here in the bottom half of the fourth, trailing 6-0. The pitch misses wide.
We got some activity in the Hammerheads bullpen as Ike Buxton is warming up, as we saw him earlier throwing some pitches. Some soft pitches earlier, now getting more into his rhythm here.
Not Eisenhower, right?
I like Ike.
2-1. Swing and a miss. 91 on the gun by Mounts.
The radar gun guy didn't wake up so that we could make our own miles per hour estimations.
Two balls, two strikes, one out. Motz set at the belt. The pitch bounces in the dirt. It's going to get away from the catcher Linares and go all the way to the backstop. Moving up to third is Sanoa. Moving up to second is Caballero. And the Hammerheads to have two men in scoring position here.
Bases jacked.
And now they're going to intentionally walk Montgomery, unless he was hit by that pitch.
I think he was, just slightly on the hand, like barely hit him on the inside maybe, because he immediately started taking off his gear once that pitch concluded and got past the catcher.
A bounce ball in the dirt hits Montgomery. He will take first base. It's loaded here as Sam Prater steps on the plate. had a three-run homer in last night's ballgame. The first pitch bounces in the dirt. They're going to try for a play at the plate. The flip home. He is safe at home plate. Javier Sanoa comes in to score. Hammerheads on the board. It's a 6-1 ball game.
Got some exciting baseball right there. That slide and pitcher meeting runner at the plate.
What a gamble right there by Javier Sanoa, as he wasted no time. It was all or nothing right there.
Absolutely.
That ball bounced in the dirt. He broke for home plate.
He made that decision a millisecond in time. Seriously.
Runners at second and third. Nobody at first. 6-1 ball game. Sam Prater at the plate. Counts one ball and no strikes here with two outs. The pitch. Misses high and wide.
Quick offensive count here for Sam Prater.
Prater 0-for-1 on the evening. He grounded out to short back in the second.
Looking to build on that home run last night. With runners in scoring position at second and third.
2-0. Paints the fastball on the outside edge at 90 miles per hour. It's in for a called strike one looking.
That was real close to the edge.
Yeah. Two balls and a strike, one out. Motz gets the one he wants. The pitch. Misses high and wide. Good eye by Prater. Christian Rodriguez waiting on deck.
3-1 count here. Give him the green light. Especially green light after that hit last night. That bomb.
3-1. Runs inside right at the shoe tops. Prater will take first base on the walk. Two walks in the inning.
Yeah, can't swing at that one.
Motz losing a little bit of command here as Linares, the catcher, will trot out to the mound, talk things up with his battery mate.
I may have jinxed Motz when I said he had a tremendous game so far. The lead is cut to 5 runs.
He was sitting pretty. We're going to bring a visit out to the mound by pitching coach Giovanni Carrera. Chat things up with Motz. He's been in command for the most part of this game, but two walks in the inning, and now he has the bases loaded here to try and navigate his way out.
Oh, yeah. And the rain has seemingly subsided, but most fans are taking shade / cover under the canopies here at the Dean. It's interesting to see those two sections filled up while it's a ghost town everywhere else. As the meeting of the minds concludes, get ready for some pitching action here.
So we got Caballero at third, Montgomery at second, Prater over at first with the eight hitter, Christian Rodriguez, striding to the dish, a lefty on lefty matchup. The first pitch, right down Main Street for a called strike one looking.
Yeah.
Rodriguez 0-for-1 on the evening, flew out to left back in the second.
Christian Rodriguez with a bases jacked. Second time the bases are jacked in this inning. See if he can make something happen and cut this lead down even more.
0-1. Check swing gets through the wickets of Linares. It's going to go all the way to the backstop. Everybody's going to move up a base.
Bada bing.
Caballero comes in to score. Montgomery moves to third. Prater moves up to second. And it's a 6-2 ball game all of a sudden.
Bada bing, bada boom. And just like that, one grand slam away from a tie game.
Now, if you're Motz, you got to be seemingly frustrated with your catcher at this point.
Absolutely. Some balls getting past that should not.
Right. The next pitch. Chopper to second. This will bring a run home. Hernandez up with it. He'll throw down to Yeager. Montgomery comes in to score. Prater moves down to third. It's an RBI ground out by Christian Rodriguez. And just like that, a 6-3 ball game as the Hammerheads have a 3-spot up here in their home half of the fourth, flooding back into this game.
All the way through the order.
Renny Hidalgo, the 9-hitter, strides in. The first pitch, right down Main Street for a called strike one.
This game is now a close one. Got some offensive dueling now. Most games I announce here are pitching duels, it seems, but tonight the offense is out for both teams. A lot of wild pitches.
The 0-1 misses down in the zone. Hidalgo 0-for-1 in the evening. He struck out back in the third.
Well, I wouldn't say they're mostly wild pitches. It's a lot of passed balls.
Yeah.
Like, the ball might be a little out of the zone, but they're recoverable balls that are being missed. Backstop hitting.
1-1. Runs inside. Nice block by Linares.
Yeah, great stop right there. If that one got past, you might have been able to say wild pitch. So give Linares the benefit of the doubt on that one.
Prater leads away from third. 6-3 score. Hammerhead Trail. They're still batting the 2-1. This one's roped down the left field line. It is just foul.
Wow. Right there in the alley. That was nearly almost even a line drive pole shot right there.
Yeah, right in and out of the Hammerhead's bullpen along the third base side. Counts 2 balls and 2 strikes here with 2 outs.
Bullpens here at the Dean, reminiscent of the Oakland Coliseum. Fenway Park.
Yeah, won't be seeing Oakland Coliseum too much more. 2-2 foul at the
plate. It's the last of its kind, the dual-use stadiums. Well, now it's only one tenant, but...
It's a shame, too.
I mean, it's sad for the city of Oakland losing 3 professional teams in less than 10 years. Pretty crazy to think about.
2-2 yet again. Hidalgo at the plate, the pitch. Fastball. Right down the heart of the plate. A little bit low in the zone, however. Count runs full.
I was waiting for a call there from Blue, but he sat there silent.
It looked like it was low from this vantage
point. It did look low, but it caught the plate. Right down the center.
The payoff pitch. Fouled at the plate. Hidalgo staying alive.
Yeah, just hanging in there.
Having a John Travolta at bat at the plate. 78 pitches for Bryson Moss to this point. 49 strikes.
Stacking up that pitch count. How much longer will they let him go? Maybe the end of this inning will probably be it.
Now you start to see some activity in the Cardinals bullpen. Moss, the payoff pitch. Fouled at the plate. Hidalgo making him work. And kind of a rough ending for Moss to this point. It was clean through the first 3 innings of this ball game.
Warming up in the bullpen for the Cardinals, Jose Davila from Maracaibo, Venezuela.
Maracaibo. The payoff pitch, fouled back.
Staying alive, Renny Hidalgo.
Oh, you meant Jose Davila, yeah. Davila warming out there, the right-hander.
See, Jose Davila.
Payoff pitch, runs inside. Moss obviously frustrated with himself after issuing a free pass right there.
Absolutely. He is quite heated at himself. Hard to keep your composure in that position. Totally understand.
3 walks in the inning for starting pitcher Bryson Moss, who did not walk a single batter through his first 3 frames. And it looks like that's going to be it for him. He's unhappy with himself. Visit out to the mound by manager Gary Kendall.
And will come out.
Just like that, Hammerheads had the tying run coming to the plate here in the bottom half of the fourth. They already got a 3 spot up. We're going to a quick commercial break. We'll be back right after this here on the Roger Dean Chevrolet Radio Network.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry. Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
And we're back here in the home half of the fourth. Hammerheads have a three spot across the board, still batting. New pitcher coming out on the mound for the Palm Beach Cardinals. It'll be the right-hander, Jose Davila. Jose Davila, 6 foot, 377 pounds, is the 20-year-old out of Maracaibo, Venezuela, making his seventh appearance on the season so far with the Palm Beach Cardinals. Jose, no wins, no losses, 3.71 ERA.
Jose Davila coming in, international free agent, 2019.
First pitch in for a called strike one to Brett Roberts. 17 hits allowed in 17 innings pitched by the right-hander.
One hit an inning on that. Interesting.
He's got runners at the corners. The next pitch grounded at the plate. Up with it is Linares. He's up with it. The throw down to first is in time for the final out to retire the side. A big, big out for the Cardinals right there. As they hold the lead at three, it's 6-3 as we head to the fifth. Here at the D.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry. Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute? When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can. But it's just as important to take time for yourself. AARP can help. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
And we're back here in the top half of the fifth, 6-3 score. Cardinals leading the Hammerheads here in the battle of the fins and the feathers, game three of this six-game series. Two teams have split the first two games of this matchup. Chris Rotondo will lead things off, 4, 5, and 6, 2 up for the Redbirds. Jacob Miller back out for his fifth inning to work. The right-hander deals the first pitch. Fastball catches the inside corner for a called strike one. Looking
right on in there to Rotondo. As Miller impressively is back out there for his fifth inning after that rough first.
0-1 paints the fastball down and away. Counts no balls and two strikes. Rotondo 2-for-2 so far in the evening with a pair of runs scored. RBI double in his last at-bat. The 0-2 just misses off the plate. Rotondo lunged at it. Holds up.
Rotondo's last at bat, that double, quite the laser to bring some runs in.
The 1-2. Check swing. Did he go around? No go, says base umpire Chad Lagana.
Didn't break. Very close.
The 2-2, breaking ball, misses down and away, gets past the glove of the catcher, Sam Prater, all the way to the backstop. Count runs full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. A pair of doubles so far tonight for Rotondo, has his average up to 255. The payoff pitch. Runs inside, nearly plunks him on the helmet. He loses his helmet, and he will trot down to first base. Luckily, he was not hit right there. That was scary.
Yeah. You could hear the boos from the crowd on the natty mic right here.
Man.
The third baseman, number five,
yeah, that was really close to the nose area. He was just able to duck out of the way of that.
Well, tough way to earn first base, but Rotondo does it nonetheless. He's aboard for the third time so far tonight. That'll bring up Michael Curiale to the plate. Hit the ball hard twice so far, did Curiale.
In the same spot to third base.
Yeah.
That ball comes a little inside close to Curiale, too.
Yeah, high and inside of Curiale counts one ball and no strikes. Pair of ground outs to third base for Curiale.
Rodriguez was getting his work in on Curiale's at-bats. He's on high alert.
The 1-0 breaking ball. He hangs it. It's in for a called strike one.
Just painting the picture right there with that strike.
From the belt, the 1-1 by Buxton. In for a called strike, too. Buxton in relief of starting pitcher Jacob Miller. Next pitch, runner goes. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. The throw down to second is not in time.
Wow.
Curiale goes down on strikes. Rotondo swipes second.
Curiale's slump continuing.
The catcher, number 40, Carlos Linares.
Yeah, he's hit the ball hard twice so far tonight, has Curiale, but like you said, Dennis, that slump is certainly continuing. One for his last 26 at the plate for Curiale. That'll bring up Carlos Linares to the plate. Pair of RBIs for Linares. First pitch. Fastball from Buxton paints the inside corner for a called strike one. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Fools him on the breaking ball. Linares RBI single in the first. Sac fly RBI in the third. Driven in two runs so far tonight here in the 6-3 ball game. The 0-2 bounces in the dirt.
Still a pitcher's count here. 1-2. Buxton ready to deal.
Rotondo leads away from second. The pitch. Misses wide.
Almost looked like Linares nearly went around right there,
yeah.
Actually. I don't know. That was a close call of a no swing there. To be real.
Buxton checks the runner at second to 2-2. Jammed him out on the hands. This one's grounded back to the mound. Buxton will look the runner back at second. He'll throw down to first and retire Linares on the 1-3 putout. Big second out here.
Yeah, quick thinking of Buxton right there to see if he can catch the runner slipping, but also getting back in time to first to get that easy out and hold the runner at second instead of allowing them to advance at all or even get a jump.
That'll bring up Lisandro Espinosa to the plate. Coming in working on a three-game hit streak. He's 0-2 so far tonight. Looking to extend that to four games. First pitch fastball, 92, paints the inside corner for a called strike one looking. Six-three, we're in the top half of the fifth. The 0-1 backdoor breaking ball bounces in the dirt. Nice backhand stab by the catcher, Sam Prater.
Yeah, Sam Prater holding up on D behind the plate.
I think that was just a fastball that he overthrew right there, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Came in at 92.
Going on here at the plate.
Prater
inspecting home plate.
Yeah, Prater doing some homekeeping at home plate. It's making the plate look very neat, cleaning it off.
Maybe some OCD involved there.
Yeah. Buxton peers in. Gets the one he wants. He's set at the belt. 1-1. Fastball just misses on the outside edge, not by much.
Yeah, by a centimeter.
Yeah. Espinoza grounded out to third, back in the first, grounded out to short in the third. Righty on righty matchup. The 2-1. Check swing fouled at the plate.
Fouled barely as he tried to step off the plate.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he was messing up Prater's homekeeping right there.
Right. Interference.
Prater doing a little housekeeping at home plate.
Where's his duster at?
The 2-2. Breaking ball skied along the infield right side. Playable for Ian Lewis, the second baseman. He will field it right along the restricted line to the right of second base for the final out. To retire the side here in the top half of the fifth. Going to the home half here at the Dean. Ryan Loftus, Dennis Van Beckman here on the Roger Dean Chevrolet Radio Network.
Said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Whoa!
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the fifth here at the Dean. 6-3 Cardinals lead as we cut to the Chase Luttrell. 2-3-4 do up. For the Jupiter Hammerheads, Chase Luttrell leads things off, followed by Javier Sanoa and Jorge Caballero doing this happening.
We're exactly 90 minutes into this game, but we are waiting to see.
I thought these games were supposed to move quickly.
Yeah, they're supposed to move quickly with the pitch clock, but apparently.
First pitch to Luttrell. He skies this left side. Playable for the third baseman, Curiale. He's in foul territory. He will make the catch. One pitch, one out to kick things off here in the bottom half of the fifth.
Yes, the immaculate inning bid is alive, folks. Keep your ears on edge right now.
Well, good luck with that because Javier Sanoa is coming to the plate. Sanoa 2-for-2 on the evening. A pair of singles to go along with a run scored. He bats from the right-hand side. The first pitch lays off the fastball upstairs in the zone for ball one. The 1-0. Breaking ball he lays off down and away. You don't think those clouds out there have anything to do with Canada, right?
Let's hope not.
Yeah.
The jet stream shouldn't allow it to travel down this far.
It shouldn't. The 2-0.
Maybe
the fastball outside.
Teams in the Northeast should have took a book out of Rogers Center and built a roof, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I'd say mostly cloudy skies here down here in Jupiter, Florida. It's a comfy night.
Yeah, comfy night. Very dark clouds, a little bit of humidity.
2-1 misses inside, counts three balls and a strike.
Typical South Florida June night.
Yeah, I don't see any rain in the forecast just by looking at it. 3-1. Chopper to shortstop. Up with it on two hops is Espinoza. He's up with it. Throws a laser down to first.
Sanoa was hustling. He ran about 30 feet past first base. He was there almost in time.
A tough play for Espinoza, but the howitzer out of his right arm certainly helped
Oh yeah.
on that one. two up, two down. That'll bring up the cleanup hitter Jorge Caballero to the plate. The first pitch starts him off the breaking ball. It's right down Main Street for a called strike one looking. Caballero 0 for 1 on the evening. He walked and scored in his last at bat. He's going to drive this one foul down the first baseline. Quickly down in the count, no balls and two strikes. Well, he extended his on-base streak to Caballero to 16 games.
Jorge Caballero, always trying to stack that dinero.
The 0-2 bounces in the dirt.
Trying to make a name for himself with his 351 average.
I have a feeling we won't see him.
Very long, yeah. He's going to get that dinero, Jorge Caballero.
This one's grounded to shortstop, two hopper. Espinoza flashing the leather in this inning. Two putouts by Espinoza in a 1-2-3 inning. Four the Jupiter Hammerheads. No runs, no hits, no errors. We're going to the sixth here at the Dean, Dennis.
Yes, yes.
6-3. Palm Beach Cardinals lead.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Top of the sixth here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Brian Loftus, Dennis Van Fechtman with you. 6-3, Palm Beach Cardinals lead the Jupiter Hammerheads here in game three of this six-game set, 8-9-1. Due up for the Redbirds, Hernandez Cruz, and then back to the top of the order, Aya Desernia. Due up this half inning. Been a good ball game so far to this point.
Absolutely. Somewhat of a balanced game between pitching and offense. 6-3 score, you know, typical baseball score for this point.
This one's chopped to shortstop, one pitch. It should be one out. Sanoa down to Montgomery, 6-3 put out. Shortstop to first baseman Hernandez retired.
Once again, as I said last inning, after the first pitch, the immaculate inning bid is alive. I doubt it. I'm going to jinx it again, but it would be impressive to see one in person.
Yeah.
I have never seen one in person. I don't think you have either, probably. It's rare.
Not in person.
Quite rare.
Adonson Cruz will stride to the plate the first pitch from Mike Buston. In for a called strike, one looking. Yeah, Cardinals jumped out to a 6-0 lead. They led in the top half of the fourth. Hammerheads answered right back to make this a game, putting up a 3 spot in their home half of the fourth. We sit here at 6-3 right now.
Yes. Hey, I got a question for you.
Talk to me.
What do you think's more impressive, hitting for the cycle or an immaculate inning? I think hitting for the cycle is because it takes actual skill, because immaculate inning can be based off of luck on those three pitches.
Little chopper in front of home plate. Going to be a tough play for Prater. The throw gets past the first base Montgomery, and it goes all the way into the bullpen. Stopping at second is Adonson Cruz. Looked like it could have been a relatively easy play for Prater, the catcher. Ball was fielded in front of home plate, but the throw was errant.
I'm going to be honest, I'm over here in the booth grabbing my hair and holding my head when he, you know, made that errant throw to first. I'm kind of speechless on that one. I thought that was a routine play, but hey.
Who's the error charged on, if you had to guess? I would say E2, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it was a pretty routine play, but I don't know, on the fly, it's hard to say who they'll call it on.
Well, it's certainly not ruled a hit. First error charge to the Jupiter Hammerheads is on the board. That'll bring up Alex Iadesernia to the plate. First pitch fastball misses upstairs for ball one. Iadesernia 2-for-3 so far tonight. Doubled with an RBI in his last at-bat.
A lot of big offensive numbers for guys tonight. Boosting those averages up tonight. Especially on the Cardinals.
Buxton set up the belt. The 1-0 misses high and wide.
It's real unfortunate for Ike Buxton on the mound right now. Seeing that ball go past first base, that's gotta hurt as a pitcher.
It was a good pitch on his part.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You get a five-foot ground ball double that it turns into. Misses low. With the base open over at first, this might not affect him too much. 3-0 count to Iadesernia. Adonson Cruz leads away from second. The 3-0. Misses low. It'll put runners at first and second. It'll open up the double play possibility, but R.J. Yeager's coming to the plate.
Yeah, this is not the guy you want to see at the plate with two runners on, regardless of positioning on the bases. No activity in the bullpens right now. It's somewhat perplexing, understandable. But for the Hammerhead's sake, you might be thinking maybe it's time to put another guy in the pen, but maybe just me.
Righty on righty matchup. Yeager waggling his bat. Low crouch, backdoor breaking ball. Bounces in the dirt. Nice backhanded stab by Prater.
Yeah, Prater right there with a kind of a flashy backhanded stab. He was ready for anything when he got that ball.
Yeager 1-for-3 on the evening. He extended his on-base streak to 14 games with that single back in the first. The 1-0. Misses low in the zone. Hitters count 2 balls and no strikes. Cardinals lead 6-3. We're in the top half of the sixth. Prater will trot out to the mound and chat things up with his battery mate, Ike Buxton. Cruz at second, Iadesernia at first.
Yeager patiently waits as Prater comes back to the plate.
Yeager 1-for-5 in last night's ball game with the home run.
Yeager and Prater right on the plate.
Right, Yeager bomb.
2-0. That's going to be great when he makes it to the show one day. The Yeager bomb. Oh, man. Names write themselves. That's true baseball name right there.
He could play for the Miami Heat. He's an undrafted free agent out of Mississippi State University. Pick off third to second back safely. Feet first as Cruz.
No cowbells here, but sure those bells mean a lot to him.
24-year-old Panama City, Florida native. Stands at the plate. 2 balls and a strike here with 1 out, 2 men on. Buxton checks the runner at second to pitch. Grounded, third base. This could be 2. Up with it is Rodriguez. He'll step on the bag at third to throw to first. Not in time, but they do get the lead runner.
Good play defensively right there, though. Get the lead runner at third. Runners on first and second. Get another out. Do the right thing.
Iadesernia moves up to second. Yeager will take first. Cruz is retired at third.
Yeager reaching again.
And that'll bring up the three-hitter Leonardo Bernal to the plate. Switch-hitting designated hitter. Bats from the left-hand side. Got those pinstripe socks on that the Cardinals like to wear. The first pitch he lays off upstairs. The high socks right at the knees. Red socks, and it's got the white and blue stripes.
Oh, yeah.
Good work by him.
Absolutely.
Buxton steps off, looks the runner back to second. Iadesernia from second, Yeager from first. 6-3 score. We're in the top half of the sixth. The pitch. Fastball, called strike right down Main Street.
That ball came inside. It went right down the heart.
Yeah, it froze him.
I can't blame him. I would have been frozen in that position as well. Absolutely. I mean,
Bernal waggles his bat from the left-hand side. The 0-2. High chopper right off the plate. This is a mile high off home plate. Bernal busting it. He is out at home plate, and the throw to first not in time.
Wow.
But they call it out at they call the out at first, and that is absurd.
Wow.
That he was out at first base.
Unreal.
That is absurd. What? That he was out at first base.
That is one of the craziest umpire stoppages I've ever seen. What?
It's a good thing I have a filter on my voice. So, we're going to the bottom half of the sixth. Cardinals turned away, despite Bernal busting it down the line, being safe at first. Wrong call. Need a review. We're going to the home half of the sixth. 6-3, Cardinals.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry. Levi and I talked about how it would change in our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Home half of the sixth here at the Dean. Interesting circumstances to end the top half of the sixth.
Yes, yes.
Leonardo Bernal was retired at first base. The throw came home and after the play.
And the umpire made the call at home as safe, and he almost looked like he was out at
home. So he was ruled out at first base, but the first baseman still decided to throw home because it seemed like he knew Bernal was safe. But
yeah.
No challenge on the play. Ian Lewis at the plate. He'll take the first pitch high and wide for ball one. 6-3 Cardinals lead.
What an interesting turn of events right there. I was not expecting the inning to end on that.
No. Counts 1-1 to Ian Lewis, the switch hitting second baseman. Lewis 0-for-2 with a pair of strikeouts tonight. He's going to ground this one to the right side. Coming in is the second baseman, Brandon Hernandez. They'll throw down the first, 4-3 put out. One up, one down to kick things off here in the bottom half of the sixth.
Third straight half inning where one pitch, one out. Fun fact.
Yeah, that was an interesting way to end that inning.
Yeah, that was quite interesting.
Because there was a play at the plate after the third out had been made. And we were debating it whether he would have been out or safe at home plate. First pitch to Torin Montgomery. Misses low in the zone for ball one. Hammerheads trying to crawl their way back into this one. They trail 6-3. Batting here in the bottom half of the sixth. Montgomery lays off the pitch down and in. Hitters count two balls and no strikes. Montgomery hit by a pitch in his last at-bat. He came around to score one of the three runs that the Hammerheads put up in that fourth inning. He's going to line this one right back up the middle into center field for a base hit.
Oh, yeah.
Montgomery's a one-out base runner. That'll bring up Sam Prater to the plate.
Catcher.
Catcher number 7, Sam Prater.
Prater with a home run in last night's ball game. Gets the start again tonight.
Well deserved. A lot of catchers on this Hammerheads roster.
Just hitting 175 so far on the season.
Great defensive catcher as we've seen.
Yeah.
Wow.
Little chin music right there, just a bit inside.
Real close.
Brushes him off the plate.
Real close inside for these right-handed batters.
Yeah, 5'9" catcher, too.
Yeah, very small.
Alabama product, Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Four straight games with a run for Sam Prater. Trying to extend that tonight. He lays off down and away.
Meeting of the minds between the catcher and the pitcher here. Linares meets up. with Tavia.
Yeah, four straight games with a run. Prater 0 for 1 on the evening. He walked in his last at-bat. Rounded out the short back in the second inning. 0 for 1 so far tonight. A long meeting of the minds out on the mound.
Yeah. Kind of exchange between the pitcher-batter relationship there.
Pretty good-sized crowd here for this Thirsty Thursday here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. DeVia set at the belt. The next pitch, breaking ball, misses wide. Three balls and no strikes.
You can't locate this at bat, at least.
No.
If you're giving up that quick single, he doesn't want to give it to him, per se.
3-0. Misses upstairs, four-pitch walk issued. 22 pitches for Jose DeVia. 50-50 ratio, 11 strikes, 11 balls. And just like that, the tying run strides to the plate here for the Jupiter Hammerheads here in the bottom half of the sixth.
Hello. Should Rodriguez step to the plate now?
Rodriguez 0 for 2 on the evening. He doesn't have an RBI ground out back in the fourth. He bats from the left-hand side. Do we have a caller right here? It's looking for his first home run of the season.
Hello.
First pitch to Rodriguez, changeup catches the outside corner for a called strike one. Looking,
he's looking for that first homer this year is Christian Rodriguez.
2 for 4 with a triple last night to go along with an RBI. The next pitch fouled straight back
hard off the netting behind home as the sun sets here at the Dean.
So does the Canada smog.
Yeah. Thankfully, good air quality.
Yes, we do have good air quality down here.
I've never seen anything like that in the Northeast my whole life.
The 0-2 grounded right side. This could be two. Hernandez out at second. The throw to first, not in time. It pulls Jaeger off the bag. It'll put runners at the corners. They do get the force out at second.
That's a great save by Jaeger, though, to actually have to jump off the bag because he probably saved a run right there by not getting the out and taking the runners on the diamond. I mean, it's better than an error in run scored.
Two outs in the inning. Nine-hitter Renny Hidalgo strides to the plate. Runners at the corners here in the 6-3 ball game. The first pitch just misses on the outside edge. Tried to get him on a breaking ball down and away. Hidalgo lays off. Renny 0 for 1 with a walk so far tonight. He's got Montgomery over at third. He's got Rodriguez over at first. The 1-0. Breaking ball. Same spot. Just misses on the outside edge.
Renny Hidalgo, also 5'9", 165 pounds, out of Houston, Texas. Acquired through international free agency in 2019.
The 2-0, fouled straight back. Hidalgo has scored a run in three straight ball games. Playing in his 11th game here with the Jupiter Hammerheads.
Fun fact, Hidalgo was drafted when he was 16 years old. Only 20 years old, this gentleman.
Two, one. Just misses on the outside edge. DeVia not missing by much out there on the mound. Tries to paint that outside corner.
He tried to locate in the right spots, but it seems to be a tough task at times through these last four at-bats or so.
Three balls and a strike, two outs. The pitch. Breaking ball, called a strike on the inner third.
And I don't blame him for taking that pitch, especially with the limited strike zone of Prater.
There's probably not much you're going to do with that pitch.
No.
Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Runnels will be moving on the pitch. Here it comes from DeVia. Breaking ball bounces down and in. Bases. It'll load the bases, and we're going back to the top of the order here with the Jupiter Hammerheads. As Brett Roberts strides to the plate.
Bases jacked, for the Hammerheads the third time tonight. Don't want to leave those many runners out there left stranded. Don't want that count to keep ticking up. Especially three runners on. The leading run at the plate, down 6-3. Quite an interesting game as the meeting of the minds on the mound.
Yeah, Giovanni Carrera, the pitching coach for the Palm Beach Cardinals, will trot out to the mound along with the rest of the infield. Come up with a game plan here with two outs. Bases loaded. Go-ahead run at the plate right now for the Jupiter Hammerheads. Brett Roberts coming to the plate. 0 for 3 so far tonight.
Looking to get some offensive firepower.
And a little bit of a slump right now, despite, you know, hit a 5-game hit streak, 15-game on base streak snapped last night in his 0 for 4 effort. Did Brett Roberts. He's now just 1 for 12 in the series. He bats from the right-hand side. Righty on righty matchup. From the belt, Villa delivers fastball. Paints the outside corner. It's ruled a ball, and
Roberts got some fans.
They're not getting any love on that outside corner. It's not missing by much, I will say that.
Britt Roberts, the ATL native.
The 1-0. Breaking ball in for a called strike one looking.
Roberts with a huge opportunity here to get going. Bases jacked.
Montgomery from third, Rodriguez from second, Hidalgo from first. Bases loaded, the 1-1. Grounded sharply, foul down the third baseline.
Hard bouncing down the line into the bullpen.
Hammerheads trail 6-3. We're in the bottom half of the sixth. They are threatening. Potential tying run over at first base. Potential go-ahead run standing at the plate in the former Brett Roberts. The 1-2. Fastball just misses low. It caught the plate a little bit low in the zone.
Wow.
I'm not sure how you take a pitch like that with two strikes.
That takes a little bit of nerve.
Deuces are wild. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, the pitch. Grounded right back up the middle. Off the glove of the pitcher, stepping on second base is the second baseman, Brandon Hernandez. He will record the final out. What a position to be in right there for Brandon Hernandez. Rather be lucky than good. Hammerheads turned away. They leave the bases loaded. We're going to the seventh here at the Dean, 6-3 Cardinals.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey. Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Top of the seventh here in Jupiter, Florida. Thursday evening here at the Dean. Fins and feathers here in game three of this six-game set. Each team has split the first two games of this six-game series.
The scales and the tails.
4, 5, and 6 do up for the Redbirds. Chris Tondo will lead things off. Righty on righty matchup. Ike Buxton back out for his second inning of work. The righty working out of the stretch delivers from the belt, and here it comes. Fastball, 93 miles per hour, misses high and wide for ball one. Rotondo's had himself quite the night, been aboard all three times. The 1-0. Fastball painted on the outer edge, counts even at 1-1. RBI double in the first came around to score. RBI double in the third came around to score. Walked in the fifth, did Rotondo. The wind from Buxton, the 1-1. Fouled right back to the screen just over the head of Michael Curiali in the on-deck circle. Having to, like a cat with nine lives. Curiali is staying alive in the on-deck circle. Buxton winds from the belt, the 1-2. Fastball just misses wide. Sam Prater tried framing it for home plate umpire. Shea Graham does not get the call. Counts even at 2-2.
2-2.
The pitch. Fouled right off the mask of Prater. Six runs, eight hits, no errors for the Redbirds. Three runs, four hits, and an error for the Jupiter Hammerheads. As it's pretty much down to these two teams fighting for a playoff spot in the first half of the season, so to speak. Buxton looking into Prater, gets the one he wants, the 2-2, fouled at the plate.
Staying alive.
Good old John Travolta at bat. Saturday night fever, although it is Thursday night. Thursday night fever. Two two yet again. Driven out of the stadium, fouled back to our right.
Hanging in there is Rotondo here.
I'll buy you a hot dog if you can name who sings that song.
Which one?
Staying Alive.
Oh man. Wow.
I'm about to get some text messages right now. Might even get some people on Twitter at RDC Broadcast. Staying Alive.
Shout out to the Roger Dean Rowdies.
And just like that, Rotondo is called out on strikes. Might have been a pitch clock violation.
It seemed to be. It seemed to be.
That's absurd. One out in the inning. That'll bring up Michael Curiali to the plate. We'll take the first pitch wide for ball one. Yeah, I don't think Rotondo got back in the box quickly enough.
Yeah, he slipped up. It seems.
I'm glad you said slipped up, because I was thinking of something else. Next pitch to Curiali. Misses downstairs in the zone for ball two.
Some activity in the Hammerheads bullpen right now.
2-0. Just misses on the outside edge. Not a tight strike zone right now by home plate umpire Shea Graham, I must say.
But I believe that is Dale Stanovich in the bullpen.
To the benefit of Curiali, he has a count 3 balls and no strikes. The pitch right down Main Street for a called strike one looking. Curiali 0-for-3 so far in the evening. He's finally seen his batting average dip below 300. As we mentioned earlier, it was 405 back on May the 7th. Broken bat. This one skied out to right center field. Going back is the right fielder, Chase Luttrell. He will make the running catch for a loud put out.
Yeah, broken bat on the warning track. Hello.
Now, Curiali has hit the ball hard three times so far tonight.
Oh, man. Yeah, just that one strikeout. I mean, can't buy a hit right now, but he'll get back on track here.
He will. One for his last 27 at the plate.
He's bound to with his 300 average. Mm-hmm. And 1-for-27 in his last however many games, 9-10 games.
I'll bring up Carlos Linares to the plate. Catcher has a pair of RBIs tonight. We'll take the first pitch inside for ball one. Linares batting from the right-hand side against the righty Buxton. Up to 47 pitches now. Next pitch.
Quite a lot of pitches for a relief.
25 strikes, 23 balls. Hasn't had full command of the strike zone so far.
Quite a few pitchers struggling with command of the strike zone tonight. A lot of passed and wild pitches.
2-0. Misses low.
Prater throws that ball away.
Three balls, no strikes, two outs. Cardinals lead 6-3. Linares stands in. Four-pitch walk issued. Fastball at 92, runs high and inside. Two-out base runner aboard. That'll bring up Lisandro Espinosa to the plate.
Great inning until that four-pitch walk.
The shortstop, number 8, Lisandro Espinosa.
He figured he got rid of the first two hitters who are rather dangerous. Rotondo and Curiale retired them in order.
Quite curious way to go about the inning.
Espinosa coming in 0-3 on the night. He bats from the right-hand side. He swings through the first pitch fastball, 93 upstairs in the zone. Counts no balls and a strike.
Starting to bring some heat with that 93-mile-per-hour pitch. Ike Buxton.
Espinosa trying to extend his three-game hitting streak. 0-1. Chopper to short, two hops. Easy play for Sanoa. He'll flip it underhand to Lewis over at second base for the final out.
Two retired side.
Stretch time here at the Dean.
Like Dennis said, we're going to stretch time. Sing along, folks. We're going to the bottom half of the seventh here at the Dean.
Para mucha gente del país, tener un día de tranquilidad con la familia es difícil. Le pasa a Raquel de Dallas, una madre que trabaja.
Los niños tienen que ir a la escuela, nosotros tenemos que ir al trabajo.
Pero hay algo que muchas mamás no saben, y es que el bosque, ese respiro que necesitan, está realmente cerca.
Este lugar es increíble.
Tu familia también puede disfrutar de la tranquilidad del bosque a menos de 90 minutos. Entra en descubreelbosque.org y encuentra el bosque más cercano. El bosque, más cerca de lo que crees. Un mensaje del Servicio Forestal de los Estados Unidos y el Ad Council.
So what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course. You can't run, or you can't drive high. You can't run, or you can't drive high. Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone.
And we're back here in the home half of the 7-6-3 Cardinals lead. Chase Luttrell leading things off for the Jupiter Hammerheads. He pulls around, shows bunt, pulls it back. It's taken for a called ball one. Luttrell 1-for-3 on the evening so far, singled back in the first. 1-0, runs high and inside.
As the Hammerheads look to chase themselves back into this one.
See how you did that. 2-0. Two-seamer catches the heart of the plate. Counts two balls and a strike. Jose Davila back out for his third inning of work. The right-hander delivers. This ball is driven out to center field. Going back is Adonson Cruz to the track. He's just shy of the 400-foot sign. He will make the catch at the warning track. A loud first out.
Oh, yeah.
To start things out here in the home half of the seventh.
Loud is an understatement. That was the deepest part of the park right there.
Javier Sanoa will stride to the plate. No homers, but 33 RBIs on the season for Sanoa.
Unreal.
Pair of singles tonight. He's 2-for-3. First pitch, he lays off down and away for ball one. Singled in the first, singled and scored in the fourth at Sanoa. The 1-0. Chopper to third. Backing up on the play is Curry Alley. He's going to field it. The low throw down to first. Picked out.
Oh, yeah.
By R.J. Yeager. Hot corner to hot corner. 5-3. Put out.
Yeager making the full Russian split for that catch. Hello. Showing off his flexibility. Those pregame stretches are working out for Yeager.
It hurt me.
Yeah.
Just watching him stretch like that.
Yeah, I tore my LCL just sitting here.
It's painful. How do you stretch like that? That'll bring up Jorge Caballero to the plate. He bats on the right-hand side. The first pitch slider, he lays off down and away for ball one. Caballero 0-for-2 on the evening. He walked and scored back in the fourth. Next pitch in for a called strike. Yeah, it was the only inning where the Hammerheads put up runs. They put up a three spot, trailing 6-0 in the game. It's now 6-3. 1-1, jammed him in on the hands. This one's flared. It'll dunk into right field for a base hit just in front of Chris Rotondo out there in right.
Easy base hit for Caballero right there to boost his average back over 350. Sitting pretty, as they'd say.
He just finds a way to get on base.
Oh, yeah. By any means, seems to be the man's motto, is Caballero, who I'm speaking of. Ian Lewis here.
Lewis, ball bounces in the dirt. It's going to get away from Linares, moving up to second on the pass ball right there is Caballero.
Man, Linares seems to be having a tough time tonight with these passed balls.
Yeah.
Just can't seem to get a grip of it.
Safe to say he's no Yadier Molina.
Unfortunately.
Runner in scoring position for the Hammerheads as they trail 6-3 here in the bottom half of the seventh. Lewis, the switch hitting second baseman at the plate, the 1-0. Check swing, did he go around? No, and the pitch is also ruled a ball. Lewis 0-for-3 on the night with a pair of strikeouts. Hitting just 214 so far in his 2023 campaign.
Caballero leads on second.
Swing and a miss. 93 upstairs in the zone by DeVilla.
Villa's fastball is looking pretty steady.
Next pitch to Lewis. Tries to paint the fastball. 93 on the inner half. He lays off. Counts 3 balls and a strike. Lewis 2-for-10 so far in the series. Through the first 2.5 games, if you will. Between the fins and the feathers. Pair of hits in last night's ballgame. The next pitch. Grounded sharply past the diving glove of Yeager and down the right field corner. It's going to bounce off the bullpen wall. Lewis is going to try for second. The throw comes in late. He dives into second head first. It's an RBI double for Ian Lewis, and it's a 6-4 ball game just like that.
Smoked that ball down the first base line. 6-4 now. Hello. We got ourselves a good one here. Bottom of the seventh.
Nice piece of hitting right there by Ian Lewis. Not much R.J. Yeager could have done with it over at first base. He made a diving attempt, but that ball was ripped down the line. That'll bring the tying run to the plate in the form of Torin Montgomery. 6-4, Hammerhead trail, runner at second, the first pitch. Breaking ball misses inside right at the hip.
A lot of guys with close or more than 300 averages on these two teams.
Yeah.
It's pretty impressive. I mean, a lot of these guys are going to move up. We're going to see a lot of new faces, I think, pretty soon.
The 1-0. Jammed him out on the hands. This one's driven out to left center field. Playable for Aya Desarnia. The left fielder ranges over towards left center, and he will make the catch for the final out to retire the side. Let the Hammerheads chip away. They had another run up here in the bottom half of the seventh. We're going to the eighth here at the Dean, 6-4. Cardinals lead the Hammerheads.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And Mama, how you feeling?
Great, and I'm ready for you today.
I'm checking in on you. Morning meditation?
Check.
Dressed and ready to work out?
Check.
Check your blood pressure yet?
And check.
Boom! Great job, Mom. And about those gold earrings?
No, ma'am.
Now more than ever, it's important that we protect our hearts and the hearts of those we love. Monitor your blood pressure daily and help each other stay motivated. Rally your squad to take the online pledge at releasethepressure.org. Brought to you by the Release the Pressure Coalition and the Ad Council.
And we're back here in the top half of the eighth. Third pitcher on the evening for the Jupiter Hammerheads. Looks like we got the lefty Dale Stanovich, eighth round pick out of Rutgers.
Oh, wow.
Amsterdam. New York native, eighth round pick by the Marlins back in the 2022 draft, making his 11th appearance so far on the season.
We got the top half of the eighth inning for the Cardinals, the second baseman, number 12.
Ninth appearance here with the Jupiter Hammerheads. 0-3 record, a 14.54 ERA.
Oh, man. So hopefully he can have himself a better outing today than previous.
Lefty-on-lefty matchup. Hernandez squares around, shows bunt. He's going to bunt it foul down the third base side. 8-9-1 do up for the Cardinals as they lead 6-4 here in the top half of the eighth.
That bunt felt a little half-hearted there from Brandon Hernandez.
It's a lost art form, bunting.
Yeah. Although recently I've seen some cool bunting prowess in the majors.
Oh, one fouled straight back. Bounce kick quickly, no balls and two strikes on Brandon Hernandez, 0 for 2 so far tonight. He did walk and score back in the fourth. That run put the Cardinals up 6-0 at the time. A little excuse me swing at the plate. Hernandez fights to stay alive.
Yeah, Hernandez's excuse me swing right there resulted in the same spotting as his bunt.
Cardinals put up 3 in the first, 2 in the third, 1 in the fourth to go out 6-0. Hammerheads answered back with 3 of their own in their home half of the fourth. As the next pitch, foul tipped, held on to by Sam Prater. 1 up, 1 down to kick things off here in the eighth.
Big first down in the eighth inning.
The Cardinals went up 6-0. Hammerheads answered back with 3 in their home half of the fourth. And then a run in their home half of the seventh. It leaves us here at 6-4. Adonson Cruz strides to the plate. He bats from the right-hand side. The first pitch, healthy cut, swing and a miss late on the 92-mile-per-hour fastball.
Yeah, Dale Stanovich so far been money pitching-wise. Location and getting them to swing in the right places.
Next pitch fouled back to the backstop.
Quick 0-2. Nothing but strikes from Dale Stanovich so far. 5 pitches.
So this is his first appearance here in the 2023 campaign. I should be corrected. The next pitch. Jammed him in on the hands. This one's foul down the first baseline. Yeah, he has not appeared in the game. Had a rough start. Had rough appearances, I should say, in the 2022 campaign with the Jupiter Hammerheads.
Looking to rebound it, build himself a path to the show. But, here.
Right now, his ERA stands at 0. That's all that matters.
That's a fact.
The 0-2. Breaking ball misses low.
You got to separate the career from the season, am I right?
It's a brand new book right now. He's having a hell of a 2023 campaign.
Yeah.
8 pitches, 7 strikes so far, making his 2023 debut here with the Jupiter Hammerheads. The lefty set up the belt the next pitch. Fastball just misses inside, not by much, 93 on the gun.
Yeah, that definitely didn't miss by much.
2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. Hammerheads trail by two here in the top half of the eighth. Cardinals batting. The next pitch. Skied. Foul territory right side. Latrell will give this one a look. He will run out of room as this reaches the stands and out of play. It's going to be interesting to see which of these two teams clinches the playoff spot.
Absolutely. In the first half and the second half.
Because a lot of it's going to come down to these next few games that they play against one another.
Yeah, and it's interesting to see how St. Lucie Mets, after winning the chip last year, take a back seat in the first
2-2,
half.
2-2, swing and a miss, drop third strike. Up with it is Prater. He will tag the runner out. Back-to-back strikeouts for Dale Stanovich. That'll bring up the top of the order for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Alex Iadesernia stride into the plate. Iadesernia has been aboard three times so far tonight. Walked in his last at-bat. A pair of hits to go along with an RBI. The first pitch. Right down Main Street for a ball. Not sure where that missed. Maybe a little bit low in the zone. Look good from here.
Yeah. You never know with Blue.
The 1-0. Misses wide.
As the ball boy retrieves that ball.
Good work by him.
Absolutely.
What are those shirts down there by that crew?
Yeah,
they're all
the
matching.
Tiki crew.
2-0, swing and a miss.
It's the Jimmy Buffett fan club in attendance.
Fans. They're all matching down there. I don't know if you could catch me in one of those shirts that they're wearing down there.
It reminds me of, like, a Ross clearance aisle.
2-1. 2-1 misses upstairs. You get a free bowl of soup at that shirt right there.
Absolutely.
They're all matching.
Margaritaville.
Yeah. Man. 3-1. Fouled straight back.
It's very reminiscent of what the workers used to wear here.
It's almost like it reminds me of like flamingo type attire.
Yeah, Tommy Bahama
shirt,
you know. Typical Florida enjoyer.
The 3-2. Fastball called, third strike, it freezes Iadesernia for the final out to retire the side. A big shutdown in for the Hammerheads. They put up a goose egg, they trail by two. We head to the home half of the eighth. 6-4 Cardinals lead here at the Dean.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice the 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Home half of the eighth here at the Dean. 6-4 Cardinals lead.
Yes, yes.
Brian Loftus alongside Dennis Van Fechtman here at the Dean. In the third installment of the Fins and the Feathers this week, and it's been an ongoing season battle as both teams jockey for first place here.
Absolutely.
7, 8, and 9 due up for the Hammerheads. Sam Prater will lead things off. Six runs, eight hits, no errors for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Four runs, six hits, and an error for the Jupiter Hammerheads. Righty on righty matchup. The first pitch to Prater misses upstairs for ball one. batting 175 at the plate is Prater, but a pair of walks so far tonight. This ball is driven out to left field, but it's an Adam ball right at the left fielder, Alex Iadesernia. He makes the easy catch, ranging to his left.
Yeah, Iadesernia maybe had to take one or two steps to catch that ball with ease.
Absolute rocket, too, but enough time for the reaction.
Hammerheads are squaring up the ball. They haven't had a strikeout since the fourth inning.
Putting it in play.
Christian Rodriguez strides to the dish. He's batting from the left-hand side, left side of the infield, shaded up the middle. Curiali, the third baseman, well off the line. First pitch changeup right down the middle for a ball. Not sure where that one missed.
Hello, Blue.
The ready DeVille lines on the 1-0. Breaking ball misses down in the zone. Hitters count two balls and no strikes. Rodriguez, an RBI ground out back in the fourth. He lays off the 2-0 upstairs in the zone. Three balls and no strikes. Working from the first base side of the rubber is DeVille, the 3-0. Runs high and inside. It's a four-pitch walk issued to the eight-hitter Christian Rodriguez. And once again, the tying run strides to the plate. For the Jupiter Hammerheads, Rennie Hidalgo, he also has a pair of walks tonight.
Left fielder, number five, Rennie Hidalgo.
Yes, he does.
0 for 1 with the strikeout, but he walked in the fourth, walked in the sixth. Did Hidalgo. He bats from the right-hand side. From the belt, DeVille delivers breaking ball. That one's called a strike on the outside edge, and
And we got action in both bullpens right now.
Double barrel.
Double barrel. No shoddy.
0-1. Check swing. Did he go around?
It was close.
Yes, says home plate umpire Shea Graham.
It looked like he broke to me, if we're being real.
Hidalgo quickly down in the count. No balls and two strikes. Representing the tying run at the plate, runner leads away from first. The 0-2. Fouled straight back.
Wow. That is straight back. It was almost an optical illusion.
It's
you know?
A good thing the net's there.
Yeah.
And our window's closed here, so we got that going for us. No more computer damage.
Yeah, no more collateral damage.
We don't need that.
Laptops getting destroyed by foul balls.
The 0-2. Chopper to third. This will trickle foul just shy of the third base bag. There's that song.
Oh, yeah, Staying Alive. Who sang it? Oh.
Bee Gees.
The Bee Gees.
That's what we were talking about earlier.
Man. Mm-hmm. I'm not good in that era of music. Trivia-wise.
In your defense, it was long before your time.
Fair enough, yeah. Two generations before my time.
The 0-2. Breaking ball lays off.
That reminds me of the moment of Cleveland.
Yeah, I'm trying to – Barry Gibb, and I'm trying to think of the other one.
Or it was the White Sox.
It was the Gibb.
The
Gibb family.
The Death of Disco.
I remember the where they burned the vinyl.
And it was more than that.
The 1-2 misses upstairs. Counts two balls and two strikes. It was a disco night at Comiskey Park, if I'm
death
correct.
The Death of Disco at Comiskey Park, they got a bunch of disco. You get in for free with a disco record, and they burn them all. the worst plastic to inhale, by the way.
2-2 grounded sharply. Backhanded stab by Curiali. He's going to go the short route to second. The throw down to first. What a play by Michael Curiali. 5-4-3 around the diamond. He makes a backhanded stab and starts two. It ends the inning for the Jupiter Hammerheads as they are turned away here in the home half of the eighth. What a play. Going around the horn. We're going to the ninth here at the Dean. 6-4. Cardinals lead.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready.
Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And Mama, how you feeling?
Great, and I'm ready for you today.
I'm checking in on ya. Morning meditation?
Check.
Dressed and ready to work out?
Check.
Check your blood pressure yet?
And check.
Boom! Great job, Mom. And about those gold earrings?
No, ma'am.
Now more than ever, it's important that we protect our hearts and the hearts of those we love. Monitor your blood pressure daily and help each other stay motivated. Rally your squad to take the online pledge at releasethepressure.org. Brought to you by the Release the Pressure Coalition and the Ad Council.
Here at the Dean, 6-4 Cardinals lead. New pitcher out on the mound for the Jupiter Hammerheads. It's going to be Kyle Krieger, seventh round pick by the Marlins out of Louisiana Tech back in the 2022 draft. Righty on righty matchup. The first pitch to RJ Yeager misses wide for ball one. So far on the season, Krieger making his 11th appearance here with the Jupiter Hammerheads, a 1-0 record, a 5.56 ERA. Deals the next pitch right down Main Street for a called strike one, looking
91 on that fastball.
And 9 hits allowed in 11 and a third innings work for Krieger as he fools Yeager on the breaking ball. He chases down and away. Counts a ball and two strikes.
Big time chase right there. I mean, and this guy's a
strikeout pitcher too. 19 strikeouts in those 11 plus innings of work. Only 3 walks. Opponents hitting 205 off Krieger so far this season. The 1-2. This ball is driven out to center field, jammed him in on the hands. It's flied out to Jorge Caballero. The center fielder will trot in a few steps to his right. He will make the catch in left center field.
Big first out here in the top half of the ninth. Bring up Leonardo Bernal here.
Hammerhead's pitching staff has stifled the Cardinals so far these last few innings, keeping themselves in the ballgame.
Absolutely. They've cut the lead down to 2 runs with the home half. Last licks coming up after 2 more outs.
Hammerheads will have the top of the order due up in their home half of the ninth. The first pitch to Leonardo Bernal, sky left side of the infield, verging on the side of foul territory. Christian Rodriguez, the third baseman, will step back a few steps and make the catch in fair territory. For the second out.
Right fielder, number 4, Chris.
Kind of scooped that ball, you know?
I would say easy put out, but it looked like it was easier said than done.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, you know.
That ball was hit a mile high.
Yeah. Sometimes when you're getting fly balls like that, it can mess you up as a player in the outfield or infield.
Chris Rotondo strides to the plate. He'll take the first pitch, fastball in for a called strike one. Rotondo hitting 253 on the season, a pair of homers to go along with 20 RBIs. The 0-1, healthy cuts, swing and a miss.
Quick 0-2.
Rotondo, pair of hits tonight to go along with a pair of RBIs. Quickly down in the count, no balls and 2 strikes. The pitch, breaking ball bounces in the dirt.
That breaking ball coming in at 87. Hello.
Rotondo with a pair of doubles so far in tonight's ballgame. He's been retired the last 2 times. This one's grounded to the left side. Easy play for Sano with a shortstop. Charges in the throw down to first in time. And it's a 1-2-3 inning for reliever Kyle Krieger as he shuts down the door here in the top half of the ninth. No runs, no hits, no errors. Last licks for the Hammerheads. They trail 6-4 as we go to the bottom half of the ninth here at the Dean.
Me encanta cocinar para mis nietos. Y si pudiera también cocinar para los 16 millones de niños que enfrentan el hambre en este país, lo haría. Por suerte, la Red Nacional de Bancos de Alimentos de Feeding America proporciona una comida y una silla a todo niño que lo necesite. Apoye a Feeding America y a su banco de alimentos local visitando feedingamerica.org/español.
Un mensaje de Feeding America y del Ad Council.
These are the sounds of a dinner. A dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America. 200 food banks strong.
Bottom of the ninth here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium on this beautiful, thirsty Thursday evening. Cardinals leading 6-4. New pitcher out of the mound, the third pitcher of the night for the Redbirds. It'll be Tanner Jacobson, the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania native. 10th round pick by the St. Louis Cardinals back in the 2022 draft. Jacobson, the right-hander, making his 14th appearance here with the Palm Beach Cardinals. No wins, no losses, a 5.79 ERA. 16 hits allowed in his 18 2/3 innings of work. 28 strikeouts in those 18-plus innings of work. However, 14 walks, opponents hitting .225 off the right-hander. He's going to have to deal with the top of the order, Brett Roberts, leading things off for the Hammerheads here.
Yeah, Jacobson looking for the save.
First pitch, fastball. 95 misses low and away for ball one. Roberts 0-4 so far in the evening. The 1-0 misses wide.
Oh man.
No, like,
yeah, that was a questionable
call. It's a bad call. It's a bad call by home plate umpire Shea Graham. Off the plate, counts 1-1. The wind in the 1-1. Swing and a miss.
And a call like that,
you gotta call it like you say it.
Changes the idea. Yeah,
it really does.
Now like, it's a 1-2 count instead of a 2-1.
No way that. I have no rooting interest, but that's not a strike. The 1-2. Breaking ball. Jammed him out on the hands. This one's flared into right center field.
Oh, yeah.
What a piece of hitting right there by Brett Roberts. Slider in on the hands. A little inside out swing, and he flares it out to right field. And just like that, the tying run comes to the plate. A little poetic justice, if you will, because I thought Roberts was done dirty in that at bat.
He was.
By home plate umpire Shea Graham. Chase Luttrell steps to the plate. He bats from the left-hand side. Pair of homers to go along with 19 RBIs. The first pitch. Tries to paint the outside corner.
Catcher tries to do a little framing, to no avail.
The 1-0, fouled back. Nunez peers in. He has the high set. Set at the letters. The 1-1. This ball is driven out to left center field. Going back is Aya Desernia. He has this one sized up. Range is over with Cruz. Aya Desernia calls everyone off, and the left fielder will make the catch for a big first out here in the bottom half of the ninth. Javier Sanoa strides to the plate. Sanoa 2-4 on the evening, pair of singles. It's a flashy bat he has.
Oh,
right,
yeah,
there.
I was about to say.
This one's fouled back and over our heads.
See the gold shining.
Got the gold shining on the lower bower, and the top of the bat is like a bright amber color.
Oh, yeah.
It's like red and gold colored bat.
It's a pretty bat.
It's blinding. 1-1. Fouled back into our right. Hopefully he doesn't break it.
Yeah.
I wonder how many he has of those.
I wonder the same thing, how it works with these equipment staffs too, you
know?
It's
a pretty bat.
It's really interesting. I've never seen a bat like it.
Sanoa down to the count, a ball and two strikes. Represents the tie and run the pitch. Chopped foul, third base side, into the dugout of the Hammerheads, third base side.
Hanging in there right now.
.64 score, we're in the bottom half of the ninth. Hammerheads have the tying run at the plate. Sanoa crouched down right now.
Seems to be having some kind of cramping.
Yeah.
Or something of the sort. And taking a minute.
Now, if there was a pitch clock going on, now there is. I guess he called time there.
Yeah.
Now he's back in the box. Pitch clock at 10. The next pitch fouled straight back, almost right into our booth. Luckily, there's a net there.
Thank you, netting.
Yeah. I didn't flinch right there.
Yeah, I might have had to make a barehanded grab.
I knew the net was there, and I didn't want to. And I knew the window was closed, so I didn't have to flinch. The 1-2, grounded sharply down the third baseline. This is fair, and it's going to go all the way to the corner. Heading into third is Roberts. He's being waved around. He will come around to score. Heading into third and sliding safely is Javier Sanoa. Wow. It's an RBI triple. Hammerheads right back in this game. It's a 6-5 ball game.
Hello. Bottom of the ninth drama going on right now.
RBI triple for Javier Sanoa.
Big time drama for these hometown teams battling it out of the deep.
And you almost thought that ball was going to bounce and ricochet off the bullpen wall down there in left field, but it went all the way into the corner. That probably helped Sanoa getting all the way to third.
Absolutely. It gave him an extra probably 2 seconds, 3 seconds.
That'll bring up the dangerous Jorge Caballero to the plate. Infield in on the grass, the first pitch. Runs inside, ball one. Caballero has been aboard twice so far tonight.
From being down 6-0, they have worked their way back into this game, the Hammerheads have. 6-5 game.
The 1-0. Swing and a miss.
Winning run at the plate. Tying run on third.
Caballero hitting .353 on the season so far. Arguably the best hitter in the Hammerheads lineup. The 1-1. Chopper. Infield, shortstop, throw to the plate, gets away from the catcher. Tying run comes in to score. Caballero's going to trot down to second. He will get in there standing, and just like that, it's a tie ball game here at the Dean. Hammerheads come all the way down from six down, and it's now a 6-6 ball game. It should have been an easy play right there for Lisandro Espinoza as the shortstop threw the ball home. And, well, he didn't really throw it home.
Yeah. He sailed it.
He missed home.
He mailed it home. Air mailed it. I mean, sheesh. Now we got a 6-6 game in the bottom of the ninth. Runner in scoring position on second.
Switch hitting Ian Lewis at the plate. He's going to ground this one to the right-hand side. Bobbled by the second baseman Hernandez. He'll get the out at first. Moving down to third is Caballero, representing the tying run here with two outs.
Here comes Torrey Montgomery with the winning run at third. Two outs here at the bottom of the ninth. Tie game 6-6.
Montgomery 1-for-3 on the evening. Single and was hit by a pitch. He bats on the right-hand side, facing the righty. Edwin Nunez out on the mound. The first pitch. Breaking ball lays off, down and in. Sounds about right.
Yep, the fans want it. You heard them.
Hammerheads coming all the way back from six down, six runs, eight hits, and an error for both teams right now. The next pitch driven out of the stadium, first baseline.
A lot of balls leaving the park tonight.
Just when you thought you saw it all, Dennis.
Yeah.
The Cardinals jumped out to a 6-0 lead. After
we for sure thought this game was probably over, and here we are. 12 runs scored for both teams combined.
1-1, swing and a miss.
Down to the last strike here in the inning.
6-6 score, we're in the bottom half of the ninth. Hammerheads have the potential winning run over at third base. Torrey Montgomery at the plate, stands in. The 1-2, check swing, this one's fouled. Right to the backstop. Charge! Cardinals 31-22, first place in the Florida State League East. Hammerheads a game back, looking to tie the Palm Beach Cardinals here in the standings, fighting for a playoff spot. The 1-2, swing and a miss. We're going extras. We're through nine here at the Dean. Brian Loftus, Dennis Van Feckman. It's time for extras here at the Dean.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Extras here at the Dean, top of the 10th. Hammerheads and the Cardinals. Fins and the Feathers here in game three of the six-game set. Both teams have split the first two games of the series. As we're getting set here to kick things off in the top half of the 10th. It'll be five, six, and seven due up. Michael Curiale, Carlos Linares, and Lisandro Espinoza due up this half inning. Chris Rotondo will be the zombie runner down at second base.
The old zombie runner.
Righty on righty matchup. Kyle Krieger back out for his second inning of work. Corners in on the grass. Middle infield kind of at double play depth, it looks like. Outfield playing relatively shallow. The first pitch driven down the first baseline. This is just foul.
It's the pitching coach for the Cardinals trying to make a play on that.
Yeah. Curiale 0 for 4 on the evening. Next pitch, healthy cut, swing and a miss. He's trying to fight his way out of the slump.
Yeah, that average keeps sinking. Under 300 now, 297 on the year.
He's due
for something.
One for his last 27 at the plate is Curiale. It seemed like yesterday. It was back on May 7th. He was batting 405. The 0-2 runs inside. Good eye by Michael at the plate. Runner in scoring position here with nobody out. At the very least, just put the ball in play. The 1-2 from Krieger. Grounded. Trickling foul down the first baseline. Salud.
Grazie, grazie. Well.
He didn't get much on you either.
No.
It was a good sneeze.
It was.
Yeah.
It was a quiet sneeze.
It's a healthy sneeze.
It's my first game here calling extras here. At
the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Curiale goes down on strikes, and he's visibly frustrated with himself. It's the funny thing of baseball. All it takes is one. It could even be an ugly hit.
And it's funny.
And that'll get him out of his slump. But
yeah, it's
for
funny
right
how
now,
much body language can tell, too, about a person. It speaks more than language
can. And I don't blame him. The first pitch to Linares starts him off with a breaking ball, catches the outside corner down and away for a called strike one. Linares, a pair of RBIs tonight. Walked
it's
in his last plate appearance.
The slumps, you know, the highs and the lows.
marathon of a baseball season.
0-1 runs inside, gets away from the catcher. Prater's able to corral it as it wasn't far enough away for Rotondo to advance from second.
Mound visit in a meeting of the infield. Interesting.
Well, it's funny how things turn out. The two teams share a stadium, and they are very similar with their records.
And tied up here in the 10th.
6 runs, 8 hits, and an error for the Palm Beach Cardinals. 6 runs, 8 hits, and an error for the Jupiter Hammerheads. Cardinals coming in with a 31-22 record there in first place in the Florida State League East. Hammerheads just 1 game back of their hometown counterparts at a 30-23 record. And that could all change tonight.
It sure could, but we'll have to find out here in the next few minutes.
One ball, one strike, one out. Runner leads away from second. Krieger set at the belt. The 1-1. Breaking ball misses down and away.
Can't seem to locate Ken Kyle there.
The 17 pitches, 12 for strikes. Big hole in between first and second. Second baseman Lewis creeping in. This one misses wide. 3 balls and a strike.
A lot of chit-chat going on the bench, it seems, for the Cardinals. Everybody on the fence of the Cardinals' dugout.
Yeah.
And the Hammerheads' dugout, everyone's just chilling out.
3-1. Swing and a miss. Linares gets fooled. That was probably ball 4 down in the zone.
Yeah. Tomfoolery right there.
Mm-hmm.
With that swing.
3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. Krieger's set, checks the runner at second, does a double take, the pitch. Breaking ball lays off down in the zone. Linares will take first. It'll put runners at first and second, bringing up Lisandro Espinoza to the plate.
It sets up the double play ball, but it also sets up more damage, possibly.
Espinoza 0-for-4 on the evening.
Ground ball to third or second here is ideal.
Coming in working on a 3-game hitting streak, looking to extend it. Here's the first pitch. High chopper. It's going to be tough to turn two. Shortstop up with it. Sanoa fields it, throws down to first. They will get the out at first.
And Sanoa makes the right play on that.
That was their only play.
Yeah, the only option he had. But still makes a great play.
Yeah.
Get that second out.
Rotondo moves down to third. Linares up to second. Espinoza retired at first for the second out, as that'll bring up Brandon Hernandez to the plate.
Hernandez looking to play some hero ball. Or will he be his team's own worst enemy?
First pitch to Hernandez. Krieger delivers, catches the outside corner for a called strike one. Looking. Hernandez 0-for-3 with a walk tonight. Struck out in his last at-bat. The 0-1. Jammed him in on the hands. This one's tailing down the left field line. A diving attempt by Hidalgo. He won't get it. It's going to get past his glove and all the way to the wall. 2 runs coming to score. It's going to be a 2-RBI double for Brandon Hernandez. And the Cardinals out to an 8-6 lead here in the top half of the 10th.
Brandon Hernandez with the one of the clutchest hits of his life.
And you can't really fault Renny Hidalgo, the left fielder, for
what
that.
What an effort. What an effort by Renny Hidalgo in left field.
It was all or nothing.
He almost had it. For a second, I thought he corralled it, but it dropped. I saw, and kind of tragic for Renny out there, but he'll bounce back.
That's what you want out of your left fielder because it's all or nothing right there with 2 outs. The first pitch to Adonson Cruz in for a called strike one looking.
That's gotta hurt Kyle Krieger right there.
8-6 score, we're in the top half of the 10th. The pitch. Breaking ball misses wide. Well, the silver lining for the Hammerheads is, should they keep this deficit here, they will lead off the bottom half of the 10th with the tying run at the plate.
Absolutely.
On one. Fastball misses down and away. Two balls and a strike, two outs. Adonson Cruz at the plate. Hitting just 203 on the season. This one's grounded to second. Should be an easy play. Two hopper for Lewis. He's up with it. Throw down to first to Montgomery's in time, but the damage has been done here in Jupiter, Florida, as a two spot comes on the board via Brandon Hernandez's two RBI double, 8-6 score. We're going to the home half of the 10th here at the Dean. Brian Loftus, Dennis Van Fechten, here on the Roger Dean Radio Network.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the 10th here at the Dean. Last licks for the Hammerheads. 7, 8, and 9 due up. Sam Prater will lead things off. Here in this 8-6 ball game, Cardinals put up a two spot on a kind of a slap hit by Brandon Hernandez down the left field line.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Renny Hidalgo gave it his all out there in left field, made a diving try at it, but it went right past his glove and into the corner of that left field pound.
Well, Hidalgo will have a chance to atone for it as he is the third batter due up this afternoon. Torrin Montgomery is the ghost runner down at second base. This one's chopped to shortstop on two hops. Should be an easy play right there. For Espinoza, he throws down to first, runner remains at second. One up, one down to kick things off here in the bottom half of the 10th.
Quick out. Start the bottom half of this extra inning.
And I don't think that's Torrin Montgomery out at second, but I could be wrong. We'll try the binoculars, but there's only so much time for it. Christian Rodriguez strides to the dish. He bats from the left-hand side, the first pitch. Breaking ball at the shoe tops. He lays off, down and in for ball one.
Hit that ball!
A little encouragement from our Roger Dean Rowdies here.
The 1-0. Called a strike on the outside edge. Generous call there.
Yeah, very generous, to say the least. Blue might want to go home.
Rodriguez 1-for-3 on the evening with an RBI. Walked in his last at bat. The next pitch, backdoor breaking ball. This freezes Rodriguez.
You can feel the frustration.
That was a filthy pitch right there by Tanner Jacobson.
Absolutely. As he twiddles around his bat, Rodriguez in the box. And the pitch.
Fourth pitcher of the evening for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Jacobson the high set. The 1-2, breaking ball, swing and a miss.
That is a ball you don't want to swing at.
No.
Way inside, and he reached out for it.
The aforementioned Renny Hidalgo strides to the plate.
Looking for some redemption, Renny is.
Last hope for the Jupiter Hammerheads. He represents the tying run here in this 8-6 ball game. First pitch slider. Did he go around? No go, says base umpire Chad Lagana. As if he had the perfect angle of looking at that. The base umpire behind the pitcher's mound currently. Never understood that.
Yeah.
The 1-0. Breaking ball. This one's right down Main Street for a called strike one. Looking Hidalgo 0-for-2 on the evening. He does have a pair of walks. Grounded into a 5-4-3 double play his last at-bat.
Now Hidalgo looking to play some hero ball himself.
1-1. Fastball runs high and inside at 92. 8-6 score. We're in the bottom half of the 10th. Cardinals leading here in game 3 of the 6-game set. The 2-1. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. And if I'm Tanner Jacobson, yeah. I come with that pitch one more time.
Yeah, that breaking ball is something. It's getting everyone.
Hidalgo wasn't even close on that last swing.
No.
Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Deuces are wild.
He didn't even
the 2-2 from Jacobson throws the slider. This one's grounded. One hopper to shortstop. Espinosa up with it. The throw down to R.J. Yeager is in time for the final out, and the side is retired. The game is retired. Cardinals take this one in extra innings by a score of 8-6 over their hometown rivals, the Jupiter Hammerheads. 8 runs, 9 hits, and an error for the Palm Beach Cardinals, technically the away team. Home team, Jupiter Hammerheads, fall in this one. 6 runs, 8 hits, and an error. Palm Beach Cardinals now a 2-game lead in the standings in the Florida State League East Division. Going to go to a quick commercial break. We'll be back to wrap up a quick post game here at the Dean. Brian Loftus, Dennis Van Fechtman on the Roger Dean Chevrolet Radio Network.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil Slug King and went back to my Super Twig Fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
I got this.
Dennis does have this. So does Brian. We're back here. Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, and the Cardinals do have this as well as they take a 2-1 series lead over the Jupiter Hammerheads here at the Dean between the Fins and the Feathers. 8-6 score by the Palm Beach Cardinals as they take this one in extra innings. 8 runs, 9 hits, and an error for the Redbirds. 6 runs, 8 hits, and an error for the Jupiter Hammerheads. Edwin Nunez picks up the win. He improves to 3-3 on the year. Kyle Krieger takes the loss. He falls to 1-1. Tanner Jacobson picking up his first save in relief for the Palm Beach Cardinals tonight. A good game at that. Because you know what? It looked like the Cardinals had this one from Jump Street.
Yeah.
Lock,
we thought
stock,
it was over. We thought it was over in the first first 4 innings until, you know, the Hammerheads answered back with that 3 runs and made the game tied in the bottom of the 9th, and we had a 6-6 game. But Linares with his 3 RBIs, Carlos coming through after some defensive errors he had in pass balls behind the plate. He turned it into a productive game offensively to give his team the W.
Yeah, when you get a catcher that can hit, too, it's one thing to do the defense, but to add some offense, yeah, Linares, solid program.
Yeah.
Chris Otondo, the Villanova product, 3 runs scored tonight, a 2-for-4 effort, pair of RBIs to go along with the walk, finds a way to get on base. Rooting for Michael Cariale right now.
Oh, yeah, rooting for him to get out of that
slump. You hate to see someone in a slump like that.
Yeah, it's really bad. It's troubling to see. But, I mean, baseball's a marathon, and it's a game of ups and downs and highs and lows, and that's just the way it goes.
Well, here's the thing with Cariale, too. The first couple at-bats, he hit line drives to third base.
Yeah,
where he was
drives.
Retired, you know.
Then the strikeout, and then that fly out to right. I mean, You know, I mean, it doesn't get rougher than that, especially trying to buy a hit when you're such in a slump, especially trying to come up to the show. I mean, it's really rough and demoralizing, I feel, as if, especially even if for anyone as a baseball player, but at this level, trying to make a name for yourself, it can be really difficult, especially starting off such a hot start to the season.
Sometimes all it takes is one.
Absolutely. Just one to get out of it.
Well, game four of the six-game series, tomorrow night, Friday evening here at the Dean. Hammerheads 1-for-15 with runners in scoring position. They had their opportunities.
Yeah, a lot of stranded runners.
10 left on base.
Yeah, 10 men left on base. That's impeccable.
But you know what? They showed some fight, did the Hammerheads?
Yes.
And that's why it's a great series between the Fins and the Feathers.
Scales and tails.
Game four of the six-game set coming at you live tomorrow night, 6:20. Here at the Dean. For Brian Loftus, Dennis Van Feckman, thank you for joining us here.
Thank you.
On the Roger Dean Chevrolet Radio Network.